This message, God identifying himself by his characteristics, was delivered by Brother William Marion Branham on Friday evening, March 20th, 1964, at Dereham Springs High School in Dereham Springs, Louisiana, USA. Beda sisia, mautua efe na nomotokea odea jesi edokwi, nye esi novin tu William Marion Branham de gbefa le fila gbefien de doke bla velia, Fakpere kalafa sheke bla devone ame le Dereham Springs First School koko ame le Dereham Springs, Louisiana, America.
I was just kind of surprised to see my friend Joseph Bose there, and I turned around and took a little of the time to shake his hand.
The Colilium, the Pomevier Bemakpohonye, Joseph Bose, Afima, A.M. Troy, Hawaii, Viade Mudo, Tona Asie.
Let us turn now in the Word of God, the Hebrews, the first chapter. I want to read for a portion the first, second, and third verse for to draw a text for the night.
Minabe miyake maufenyala sonde hebrito tagbantwa me. Medibe makhlefe akpade kukwigbantwa eveliakle etonya benema de tanya de le eme na zansia.
God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds.
Esime mawu fonu na fofoawo le blemangoliom to nyagblodilawo chi zigede le nyafo mevi gede wo mela e fonu ple miawo ha le nkeke mamle to siawo me le viame amesi wo donu okata fe domenyila amesi ha chi wo to wo khiame.
Who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
Amesi le efe ngutikokwe efe kekle, ple efe mawu nye efe nonome, eye wotua efe ngusa efe nyale anuo katande asi, eye esi wowu ebobo no anyide ganye efe nundusime le tifu.
Let us bow our heads now for prayer. Now, in his divine presence, if you have any requests that you'd like to be made known to him, would you just raise up your hand, and that's your request that God will.
Minamye bobota azon kena gbedodora ke azon le efe mau mani nono siamen ne babiade le miasi si miadibe miana eyamana nyala de mialonta ku ado asidechi.
Our Heavenly Father, we are coming now up before Thy throne by faith in the name of Jesus Christ, Thy Son. And we have been given this assurance that if we ask anything in His name, it'll be granted.
Eye wonna kakade ji sia mi bana ne mi bia na ne le fe nkomala ava manami.
And thou knowest our desires and our needs, and thou hast promised that you would supply all that we have need of. So Father, we would pray as you taught us, thy kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Ke we nya mi fe didi wo kle mi fe hiawo. Eye we dongbebe ya nami nusio katan hiamila, eye ta fofo, nya dogbeda abe alesi efiami enebena, wofiarufo nava, woloronu nava mele anyigbanchi, sigbe alesi wolele tifu ene.
That our request tonight might be according to your desire to give it, and grant to us these privileges.
Benam yape gbedudura babia fiensi ala nano, wotiti nu be nane.
Anoint the word, Lord, and all the speakers and the hearers, and may the Holy Spirit come in and be the doer of the word tonight among us, for we ask it in his name. Amen. You be seated.
Si amina nyala afeto, eye ekblola okle, nyasela okataha, eye nagbogbokokwe nagede emechuru, Anye nyalaji wola fiensia le miya dome. elabena mie bie le efe nkome. Amen. Mino anyi.
Tomorrow morning, I understand, is a full gospel businessman's breakfast. Usually where they have a chapter, I have the privilege of speaking at their breakfast.
Etong tila mesebe ye nye nyanyu bli buafe asitala ufe ngudinu dudu. Enu enu ne wodro nu tome takpekpe la, gomekpokpo swa asinye be mafonu le wofe ngudinu dufe ya.
This time, that's the only organization, which is not an organization, but the only group that I belong to, is the Christian businessman. And now I just speak for him internationally.
Vasere fifia la. Eya ko enye gabobo de kasi menye dodo o hawo ke bon hatoto de kasi me melelai nye Kristo to asitalao ke azola me fuanu de wonu le duko vovovo me.
Now tonight we're trusting that this gathering will not be in vain. I've come to you a tired, a worn out throat and received a little bronchial from I come from Tucson where it's really good and dry, and I come here and it's really good and wet. So it's quite a contrast.
As of yes, yala me kade jibe fufufu siya manye jojro o. Me va miyakbo ble de ditemengu be me keke eye me kho jofito me bito. Me kboto tukson afisi kudidi le eye keke amengyo ke me vado afisi aha si keke amengyo ke fafasong li ale wunye akpasa go ablibo.
If you all got all the water over here, if you just send it over our way, we'd appreciate it. But you can't do that, of course. But I'll tell you one thing, it's a parable there. All of our things in Arizona, our trees, is full of stickers. Everything has a sticker. It's because it's dry.
Gakema glonyade na mi, odo aluade le afima, nusio kata le miagbo le Arizona la, miagbo fe atio, tongu ofun, nusianu tongu, le esi kudina la tae.
Now if that same bush growed over here, it'd be a nice lovely leaf. See, it's without water. That's reason it becomes a sticker. And when the church becomes without the water of life, it gets dry and sticky too. Sticking and punching at everything.
Azona atiswe ma ke miede afisiala anyakpokple angbada mao mikuya. Mekpoti o, eya taye wo zungudo. Eye, esi mechame atrozo, esi mekpot akbeti o la. Eya ha fukang he tongja, e tongja hele nusianu tom.
But where the waters of life flows, it opens up the leaf and makes it tender, mellow, and sweet, holy, and acceptable unto God.
Gake afisi akbeti ole si simle la, enana angba okena, uonebe, wano mumu, adama bolo, anokokwe, adama umu.
So may the Lord God water us tonight, that we won't be stickers, but we'll be fine leaves, that the wayward people might sit down under the tree of our shade and find rest to their souls.
Eyata foto mawu na wuti mi fiensi achuro, be miaganye nguo o ke bo miaganye amagbenwiwo alebe ametramo na no anyire miafe atila fe fofolite eye wakpogbodre mena wo folufo.
Now I want to take the text tonight, if the Lord willing, and I'm pulling this little microphone just as close as I can because of a lack of voice.
Aso medibe macho tanya fiensia ne apotola lola ke mele microphone suesia gemde akoma alesikomatengwi.
I want to, from the reading here of Hebrews 1:1, I want to take a text of God identifying himself by his characteristics. May I repeat that again because I know these acoustics is bad here. God identifies himself by his characteristics.
Medibe. Ade tonu kheklesia mele hebrito tagba kukwigba mela. Medibe mato tanya be. Ma utua efe nono metoke o dia jesi edokwi. Ago magubo gule ake. Elabena menyabe gbedidia meme ko le afisia o. Ma utua efe nono metoke o dia jesi edokwi.
Now, most anything is identified by its characteristics. And I have a few scriptures here that and note that I would like to refer to.
Azɔ nu sia nu klui la, wo de adzesi kple eƒe nɔnɔme tɔxɛwo. Ke ŋɔŋlɔƒe aɖewo le asinye le afi sia siwo medi be kple dzesidede siwo dzi matɔ asie.
Now, a characteristic of anything identifies what it is. Now, like in all nature, flowers are identified many times by their characteristic. If they're close together of one species to another, the characteristic of that flower will identify what flower it is.
Azɔ nu de sia de ƒe nɔnɔme tɔxɛ dea dzesi nu si wonye. Azɔ abe le dzɔdzɔmea katã me zi geɖe la, wo dea dzesi seƒoƒowo kple nɔnɔme tɔxɛ si le wo si. Ne woɖi wo nɔewo kakaka tso ƒome ɖeka dzi ɖo bubu dzi la, nɔnɔme tɔxɛ si le seƒoƒo ma sie ade dzesi seƒoƒo si wonye.
And in wildlife, many times I'm a hunter. And you have to know the characteristic of the animal that you're hunting, or sometimes you can be certainly deceived.
Eye le gbemelãwo dome zi geɖe la, menye adela. Ke ele be nanya nɔnɔme tɔxɛ siwo le lã si ele adedamii la si, ne menye nenem wɔ la, ya ɖewo yi woate ŋu able wo vavã.
For instance, like the stone sheep, way up in British Columbia, I was just under the Yukon this last fall. A couple of brethren here now was with me, and we were hunting.
Le kpɔɖem me abe agakpedzi ƒe agbo si le British Columbia da ene, menɔ Yukon ƒe anyime ke le si va yi. Nɔvi aɖewo le afi sia fifia siwo nɔ anyi kplim eye mienɔ adedam.
Now, if you didn't know the difference when you was tracking a sheep or a deer, you couldn't tell the difference unless you was a shrewd hunter, because they make the same kind of tracks. They bound when they run away.
Azɔ ne menya vovototoa wola. Ne ele agbo alo seƒetoƒe diam la, mate ŋu anya vovototo le wo dome o, negbe ɖe enye adela dade, elabena woɖe amɔtoƒe ɖeka ƒomevie, wotia kpo ne wole sisim.
And then you see one standing in the distance with his head hid. Why, you would hardly know the difference. They're about the same size across the rump part, just white, just like the deer. It'd be very hard to tell them. But his horns identifies his characteristic by them horns.
Kene ekpode wotote de achoke eye efe talagla la. Cho, bebebli afi na chesi vovo toto le wotome. Wofe lulome sokli, efe atagbagbo le ye abe seto tututu ene. Asese nto afi na kpowo de jesi. Gake efe chowe dia jesi nanome toke si le esi bakple nenefe zuawu.
The sheep has a horn that rounds, and a deer has prongs that run out. And another thing, a deer wouldn't go quite that high to feed.
Agbofo dzoxato me gondon, kese ya tole bidro, eye dzosewo miede engu, eye nububu enye be, semele kokofwe ke nenemak begbe yige afi adunu.
And then the goat walking also, there's a characteristic in a goat and a sheep that you'd have to know the difference in them when you were up high, because they both dwell high in the mountain. You have to know the difference.
Eye gawu avegbe le azolizozo me ha, nonome tokhe ade le avegbe kple aleme si wole be na nya vovototo le wo dome. Ne ele totame elabena wa kple eve la wonona to kokko wo chi elebe na nya vovototo le wo dome.
But if you notice, a goat stumbles himself as he walks, where a sheep sets his feet down like this as he walks. The characteristic of the way he makes his track.
Gakene na dejesi la avegbe no butom ne le zozom ke agboya atoa afoudu anyi alea ne ele zozom nonome toxe la le ale si wodia efe motofe la me.
You identify your game by the characteristics of what it does and how it acts and what it feeds and everything. It identifies itself by its characteristic.
Na dejesi wo adela ple nonome toxe siwo le si le ale si wo wona ple ale si wo wo anu la me ple nu si wo duna ple nu si anu me e de ajesi e dokui ple efe nonome toxe.
And then you jump on and watch what happens. You can tell the way they go. You can tell by that characteristic of different animal.
Eye to flow la avo mena na kpo nu si ajoda na tengu ajesi ple ale si wo sinai na tengu ajesi la vovovo wo to nonome toxe mawo ji.
Then did you ever notice, I don't know where you have them here or not, yellowhammers. Well, thicker is the right name for them. And a jaybird. A jaybird is about the same size of a yellowhammer.
Azo de mi de jesi kwa, nyemenya na ule miagbole afisi alo meli o, vle nti didito awo, anyo, ufe nkong tong to enye atuture kple patipre, patipre la alo lumede kakluile eyakple vle nti didito asi.
And you see the two flying, they're both about the same kind of bird. If you can't see the color, but just watch them, you can tell which is the yellowhammer.
Kene ekwa wakple ve awole zuzom la, wakple ve la wonye kevi de kapo mevi kle, ne matengwa akpo wofe fufe amadede wola, wonye ne lengkude wongkola, na tengu akblon esye nye vleng ntididitwa.
The jaybird flies more or less in a bee line, but the yellowhammer, flopping his wings, as he flaps his wings, he goes down and then up, down and then up.
Pati pre zona de wo de we le flimeten, gake vleng ntididitwa ya fwa efe apala wo, ne le apala fomula, ayi anyime aga yichime, afakome aga yichi.
He makes himself in a bound like that, and you can tell that's a characteristic of the yellowhammer, the way he flies.
Mikuya, esa agbavi nene matogwe, ekama natengwa jesibe, ema enge vleng ntididitwa fe nonometoke, alesi wojone.
If you notice the quail, when he comes out, the way he comes up, and then watch if you're in a swamp where a quail might be in a knife. You hunters know that.
Nemiatengwa de jesi tegli ne edogo alesi wojona yitie. Ekama korabe tiba meyele. Afisi tegli atengu ano. Ple to tegli. Miadelao mienyanuma.
The Wilson snipe and the Jack snipe, they identify themselves by the way they come out and the way they go. They identify by their characteristic of flying, of what kind of a bird they are.
To tegli ple tiba me tegli la, wo dia jesi wo doku ple alesi wo duago, bakle alesi wo jone. Wo dia jesi tonono me toche si wo to jone la me, ple chevi si fumevi wo nyela.
Therefore, if you just heard him, you can just tell what it was the way he went out, what he is by the characteristic of his flying.
Eya untine se onko de dekola, atengwanya esike wonye alesi wo dogo esike wonye to nono metoche si wo to jui lame.
Like a man and a woman, they're both human beings, but a woman has a different characteristics to a man.
Ele abe untu kle nyonu ene wakle vya wonye amegbetou gake nyonu fo nono metoche oto vo na untu to.
I was reading here some time ago about Solomon and the queen. I've never got around to preaching in my little message here to you on the Queen of the South, coming up to see Solomon and seeing that gift of discernment. I was reading about that here not long ago, and they said that one of the puzzles that was put before Solomon was this queen took a woman, or women rather, and dressed them like man. Now that was foreign in that day, but it certainly is up to date today.
Menonu khlem kure esiangu le afisia tefeme jijiwo. Eye wo globana, ajototo si o wotodro Solomon kumela dumetore kaenyebe. Fianyonu siatso nyonu ade, alo nyonu we bungwe, hedo awuna wo abe ngutu ene, azo numanye jro lengkeke maume, gake yele tiaji egbe.
And you know that's wrong. The Bible said that a woman shouldn't do that. It's an abomination for a woman to put on a garment that pertains to a man. The unchangeable God said that. So that is true.
Ke mi nyebe numame nyo o. Bibla globe nyonu na gagwone nema o. Enye ngu nyonu na nyonu be wado ngutu. Eye ma u matro matro laye gblone nema. Eke ma eya enye nyatefe.
So, we find out that Solomon no more than watched him. He had him to walk or do something and immediately says, women. See, he could tell by the characteristic of that woman, the way she handled herself, that she was woman and not man.
Alemye kwabona Salomo. Kasiya wonya kpo kola enabo wozon alo wonane eye enu make globona nyonu wonye mikuya etengu jesi to nyonu mafe no no metoxe ome alesi woza edokue bena nyonu e kemenye ngutue o.
And then most anything that way with his characteristics is like many people are left-handed and right-handed. Their characteristic, the way they handle themselves. You can tell whether it's a right or the left-hand person by the way they conduct themselves, the way they reach out, always with that left hand or the right hand.
Eye nenemake nu de sia de kruila kpakple eƒe nɔnɔme tɔxɛwoe. Egale tututu abe ale si ame geɖewo nye miawɔlawo kple nuɖusiwɔlawo ene. Woƒe nɔnɔme tɔxɛ la le ale si wowɔa nue la me. Nate ŋu agblɔ nenye nuɖusi alo miawɔla amea nye to ale si wòle eɖokui zami la me. Ale si esia yi ko la wòdoa mia si alo nuɖusi ma ɖa.
Remember, Jesus had something like that, that two hands are just almost, they are the same. They've got the same kind of thumbprints, fingerprints, five fingers, small index and so forth, just as the right hand and the left hand has the same kind of fingers normally, same size hand, just exactly.
Deglefetutete asibide tete deka ƒomevi le wo si asibide atɔ asivi asifiasi kple bubuawo egale abe nuɖusi kple miasi ene woto asibide deka ƒomeviwo le ɖoɖoa nu la asi kekeme deka wonye wosɔ pepepe.
And the only difference there is in them is one is left and the other is right.
Yes.
That's the only difference you can tell. One is left. Other night.
Eye nu deka pe si li nye vovototo le wo dome enye be deka nye mia eye evelia nye dusi. Ema ko enye vovototo deka si na te ŋu agblɔ deka nye mia ekeme enye dusi.
So then in that, Jesus said, I might drop a little point here. Jesus said in Matthew 24 that the characteristics of the Spirit would be somewhat alike in the last days. So close that would deceive the very elected if it was possible.
Eyata aso le emamela Yesu gblɔ be de ohi magblɔ nya de demela afisia. Yesu gblɔ be le Mateo tabla vovo enea me bena nonome toxe siwo anɔ gbɔgbɔ la si wa di de ka de ƒomevi le nkeke mamlɛwo me wa te de wo nɔ wo ŋu ale gbegbe bena aflu ametiatiawo gɔ hã ne ele bɔbui.
See that just you take your hand and just hold it up. See, if you don't notice, one of them looks like the other in every way, but one of them is left and the other is right.
Mikuya deko wano woto wo asio na duide ngo na kora be de madeje sibe de kale wo dome di evelia omaha le gosia gome gake de kale wo dome nye mia eye evelia ndusi.
That's why the spirits are in the last day. They're somewhat alike, but they have a characteristic that identifies them. One is right and the other is wrong, and it can be identified by its characteristic.
Nenemai gbogbo ole le nkeke mamlɛwo me wodi deka de ƒomevie gake dzesi de nu aɖe le wo ŋu si dia dzesi wo deka le teƒe ke evelia mele teƒe o eye woate ŋu atsɔ eƒe nɔnɔme tɔxɛwo ade dzesi.
The Spirit of God can be identified by its characteristic. See, the Spirit of God and the Spirit of the Church is a church spirit and a Spirit of God that's absolutely not like the church spirit at all.
What the word that is mouth for Bobo Tono no Matoche Silla Esilame, Mikuya, mouth for Bobo Cle, Hamia for Bobo Lee, Aye mouth for Bobo Hali, Sikamele Abbe Hamia for Bobo and a Kra Kung O.
There's a denominational spirit. There's a national spirit. There's a spirit of the nation. Every nation, when I go into you, walk in there, you find a different spirit.
Come on, turn coffee, Bagboli. Do coffee, Bagboli. Bagbodali nye duquato. Duqo de siade simemagedola ne ezogede emala na bagbosi tovovo san.
I went into Finland, fine people, but there was a Finnish spirit. I go down into Germany, there's a German spirit.
Mayi de Finland, wonya amanyuwo, gake Finland fok bokboli. Mayi keke Germania, Germania fok bokboli.
You're not long ago, I was going with the wife, when we still lived in Indiana a couple of years ago, over to the a little supermarket. I just come home. We had to go get some food.
Le afisia tepe me didiola, nye kle swange mie no yiyim, le si me mie gale indiana, ano pe veyade wenye si. Yinade fiese suyade me. Mekbova afe me tetiko. Ehyambe mie yida ple ndudu.
And on my road over there, it's the summertime. You might not believe it, but we found a lady had a dress on. And it was so strange, it shocked me. I said, oh, look at there. It looks strange. That woman's wearing a dress. The rest of them was wearing clothing not becoming to the woman.
Eye le nye moji yina afimala mie enye jomongoli atengu anyebe miyako eji seoga ke miyakpo afono fiade sido awuade ke nwaji ngongto me ewomu ya me megbulo be kpo afimada numaji ngongto nyonuma do awuade wodometo amamamle wodo awusime mejena nyonu o.
And she said, I said, well, that's just the American spirit, then the spirit of America. Yes. Now, spirit of America, it's supposed to be a Christian nation, but the spirit of this nation is not Christian.
Amen.
It might be called Christian nation, but it's a million miles from it in characteristic.
Hey, 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 woglobe, meglobe. Emanye America fukbogbo song, mikuya. America fukbogbo. Azo, America fukbogbo, enye. Eje abe Kristo duko ene gake duko si afe gbogbo menye Kristo to o. Ame o atengwa yu ebe Kristo duko juru gake ejijito e si agbo agbadrufe million le nonome tocheme.
So this woman, she said, well, aren't we Americans? I said, no, we live here. This is our country. We stay in it. We love it. It's the best nation in the world. But yet we're not Americans.
Eya ta nyonu siala meglobe eglobe enyo de mienye America towa mebe meglobe pao de miele afisia miafa du enye sia miele me mielone enye tukonyu towu le kikiame ke ha mienye America tow o.
I said we are born from above. The Holy Spirit come down and we belong to a kingdom. It's not of this world.
Meglobe, o jimi to tifo, bokbo kokula diva, eye mienye fiadufade meto, esime tukike siameo.
I said, that's the reason that our sisters wear dresses, wear long hair, don't wear makeup. See, their characteristics identify them as holiness unto the Lord.
Amen.
From above.
Meglobe, esia taemia novinyo nuo dona awu, dua dalegbe, omasisianu de mo o, mikuya. Nono metoche sila wo sila deje siwo abe koko nyenye na afeto to jifo.
Therefore, we are seeking a kingdom.
Right.
We are seeking a king to come and receive his subjects to his kingdom. And they are identified by their characteristics that their treasures are not of this earth or of this nation.
Yes.
It's of above in glory. Therefore, they look for a city whose builder and maker is God. They are properly identified.
Eyang team, yele fiadu fiade team, yele fiade sigbona la team, siava hoe to ye fiadu fela me. Eye wo dea jesi to ofe, ofe no no metoche ome. Bena, ye ofe, kesino nuome to anigbasiachi, alo to kosiame o. Eto tifo, lenguntiko kwe me. Eyata, wawo. Wole tuade tim esi tulakle gomodwa nyilanye mawu wode jesikang.
Wish I had enough voice to preach to you some night, but I get off of that.
Ejurombek benano asinye made gopana mifiende gake mele ajokele numagbo.
Now, identified by its characteristics, we find a good example here in the time of Israel coming to the promised land. And God had called him according to his promise.
Azwa edejesito efe nonome tokheome. Miele kwade ngunyade kpomle afisiale Israel ngoli. Esi wodo ngbedodo nyigbalachi. Ke mawu yowole efe ngbedodo lanu.
He told Abraham that he would his seed would be in this strange nation for 400 years. And then he would deliver him with a great mighty hand. And they go to a land that was promised, was flowing with milk and honey.
Egblɔ na Abraham bena yele eƒe dzidzimeviwo ava nɔ dzrodukɔ sia me hena ƒe alafa ene eye emegbe yeava ɖe wo kple asi seŋu aɖe eye woayi anyigba aɖe dzi ye ma yi si ŋugbe wodo be noti kple anyiti le sisim le dzi.
And then when the time of the promise drew nigh, there come a Pharaoh who didn't recognize Joseph's great ministry that he had among them.
Eye megbe esime ŋugbedodola ƒe ɣeyiɣi tu aƒe la, Farao aɖe va si medze si Yosef ƒe subɔsubɔdɔ gã si nɔ esi le wo dome la o.
And this God raised up a prophet named Moses. And the man was taught in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. No doubt, but what he was a great, smart, intellectual man. For he could teach the Egyptians wisdom.
Eye alea mawu fɔ nyagblɔɖila aɖe ɖe titre si ŋkɔe nye Mose. Eye wofia nu ŋutuma le Egiptetɔwo ƒe nunya katã me. Dikeke aɖeke mele eme be enye ame ŋkuta dziaɖaŋu ame nyagbalẽ o elabena ete ŋu fia nunya Egiptetɔwo.
Look like a properly fitted man for deliverance. But you see what we call deliverance. And what God calls deliverance is some difference.
Ete abe ame si dze genyue na gadede ame. Gake mi kpoa, nu si miawo mie yɔna be gadede kple nu si Mawu yɔna be gadede la vovototo le wo me.
I watched this man with all of his ethics. He knew he was born to deliver the children of Israel, yet with all of his education, that's all he knew about, and knowing that he was called of God to do the job, he had his Bachelor of Art and his PhD and LLD and so forth, and he went out to deliver Israel and was a total failure.
Azɔ mi lé ŋku ɖe ame sia kple eƒe nunyawɔwɔewo katã ŋuti. Enya be wodzi ye be yeaɖe Israelviwo. Ke hã, kpakple eƒe sukudede katã, numa katã ŋuti wònya nuku ɖo. Ke esi wònya be Mawu eƒe ameyɔyɔ na dɔla ƒe wɔwɔ la, exɔ eƒe nuwo katã, exɔ eƒe Bachelor of Art kple eƒe PhD kple LLD kple bubuawo, eye wòyi afi ma be yeaɖe Israel, ke ekpɔ gege blibo.
Now notice, look like him being with his foot on the throne in Egypt to become the Pharaoh, that he could deliver the children of Israel after he become Pharaoh because he was next in line for the throne.
Azɔ mi de dzesi, nua de abe, eya si ƒe afɔ ɖeka le fiazikpui dzi xoxo le Egipte be wòazu Farao la, ale be wòate ŋu aɖe Israelviwo emegbe ne eva zu Farao, elabena eye ava nɔ fiazikpuia dzi le fia yome.
But you see, that in doing it that way wouldn't identify God's characteristic in delivering his people. He said he would deliver them with a mighty hand. Not Moses with a mighty army, but God with a mighty hand.
Gake miele kpɔm bena ne wowɔ nenema la, maɖe Mawu ƒe nɔnɔme tɔxɛ la afia le gaɖeɖe eƒe dukɔ la me o. Egblɔ bena yeaɖe wo. Ye la ɖe wo kple asi sesẽ, menye Mose kple aʋakɔ sesẽ o, ke boŋ Mawu kple asi sesẽ.
We find that this prophet run away and was in the wilderness for 40 years. It taken it. Pharaoh 40 years to drill an education into him and took God 40 years to drill it out of him.
Nye kpobona nyagbondila sia sijo dan nogbeji feblane song feblane farawo wo hafi de sukununya eme eye mauha wo feblane hedidale eme.
So we find one day that he on the backside of the desert met the Lord God in a burning bush in the form of a pillar of fire laying in a bush.
Ale mie kpɔ bena gbe ɖeka esi eyama nɔ gbedzi ƒe megbe la, edo go Mawu le ŋuve bibi aɖe me, le dzolilikpo ƒe nɔnɔme me si le ŋuve la me.
And he was asked to take off his shoes, that the ground he was standing on was holy. Now look at this fine, cultured, educated man that had been. What's the changing of his characteristics after he met God?
Eye wobiato esi be wade eƒe atokotawo bena anyigba si dzi wotsitre ɖo la le kɔkɔe. Azɔ mikpɔ ŋutsu nyui srɔ̃nu desuku sia si wonye tsã la ɖa. Milé ŋku ɖe eƒe nɔnɔmewo ƒe tɔtrɔ ŋu emegbe esi wòdo go Mawu.
He done the more. Sometimes God does things in such a simple way and such a foolish way to the carnal way of thinking.
Ewɔ nu sie, yeɖo yi Mawu wɔa nuwo le nɔnɔme gblɔe, maɖo tame, ale gbegbe le ŋutilã susu gbɔ.
Notice a man who had been a total failure with all Egyptian armies and everything around him to do the will of God, with all of his education, at the age of 40 years old in his prime.
Mi djeje sie, ame ere si kpo gege blibo, esime Egypte vakɔ katã kple nu sia nu le eŋu be wɔwɔ Mawu ƒe lɔlɔnu hekpe ɖe eƒe sukununya katã ŋu esime wòxɔ ƒe blane henɔ ŋusẽ blibo me.
Here he is 80 years old the next morning with his wife sitting straddle of a mule with a young un on her hip and a stick in his hand going down to Egypt to take over. You talk about a ridiculous sight, but that was displaying the characteristics of God because he had a man who would believe his word. That's all.
Yenyesi, esime wo xofe blanyi le ngufoke, kpakple srosike atano tejiji levide ali, kpakple atizoti de asime yina de Egypte dua xoge. Miagblo be nukpokpo ma dikokui, gake ema no mawu ƒe nɔnɔme tɔxɛ wo ɖem ɖe go fia. Elabena ekpɔ ame aɖe si ate ŋu axɔ eƒe nya dzi se. Evo.
The thing of it was, could you imagine a one-man invasion going to Egypt where an army had failed? But what was it? His characteristic, his tactics was changed. He was going in the name of the Lord. I am that I am.
Nu si le eme la nye bena ɖe miate ŋu abu ame ɖeka ƒe du dzidzedze ŋukpɔa be eyina Egypte afi si aʋakɔ blibo kpɔ gege lea. Gake nu kae wònye eƒe nɔnɔme tɔxɛ lae. Eƒe ayemɔnuwo trɔ enɔ yiyim le aƒetɔ la ƒe ŋkɔme menye ame si menye.
The thing of it was he took over. He did because he was going in the power of the Lord.
Nu si le eme la nye bena exɔ dua ewɔe elabena enɔ yiyim le aƒetɔ la ƒe ŋusẽ me.
On his road leading Israel out to the promised land, he come in contact with his brother, his denominational brother, Moab. Now, Moab by no means were heathens. That was Lot's daughter's children. One of their children had sprung Moab.
Esi wo le moji hekplo Israel dogui yina de ngbedodo nyigba dzi la, eva dogo novia ŋutu komahato nkoto la, Moab. Azo, Moab le gwa de keme omenye trosubola o. Wonye Lot ƒe vinyɔnu ƒe viwo. Wo viwo dometɔ ɖeka me Moab do tso.
Now, up there, I want you to notice these two nations in contrast. Here was Egypt, a little scattered about, no nation to go to, no executives or no king or nothing or any dignitaries among them, just the people on their road to a promised land. And here they had to go through the land of Moab. It was right in the line of promise.
Azɔ le afi ma medi be made dzesi dukɔ eve siawo vovototo si le wo me. Le afi la Egipte sue la kaka. Dukɔ aɖeke meli si gbɔ wòayi o. Kplɔlawo alo fia aɖeke alo naneke alo bubumewo ƒe ɖeke menɔ wo dome o. Dukɔ ko wonye nɔmɔdzi yina ŋgbedodo nyigba aɖe dzi. Ke le afi la ele na wo be woato Moab nyigba dzi ayi. Ele ŋgbedodo la ƒe mɔdzi tututu.
And Moab also was a believer in Jehovah. And they had a prophet. And Israel had a prophet. Both of them had prophets.
Ke Moab hã, wonye Yehowa dzixɔselawo, eye nyagblɔɖila aɖe nɔ wo si, eye nyagblɔɖila le Israel hã si.
And I noticed they come to the place that the prophet of the organized nation was coming down to curse this other nation because it was just a drifter, not having no certain place to stay. So they come down and watch those two prophets.
Ke aso mi te jesibe. Ovadro tefe ade afisi duko wadodo mafe nyaglondi lak bonabe ya fofi ade duko evelia siya. Elabena tatala wako wonye, eye teƒe gobi aɖeke menɔ wo si woanɔ o. Ale wozɔ gbɔna. Ke mi lé ŋku ɖe nyagblɔɖila eve mawo ŋu.
When it comes fundamentally speaking, both of them are exactly right. Because Noah's Balaam, the bishop, told him, now you build me seven altars. Seven is the complete number of God, representing the seven church ages, the 7 days of creation, so forth.
Noah ƒonu le kpeɖodzi nyui ƒe gɔmeɖoa nyi nu la, wa kple eve la wo sɔgbe tututu, elabena mi de dzesi. Bileam, bishop la gblɔ bena, azɔ tu vɔsamlekpui adre nam. Adre enye mawu ƒe nunuwuwu ƒe nɔba si le hame ƒe agbenɔyi adreawo teƒe, xixiamewɔwɔ ŋkeke adreawo kple bubuawo.
Now notice, seven, God is completed in seven. Seven altars. And on each altar put a bullock. Now that's exactly the same altar they had down in Israel's camp.
Azɔ mi de dzesi, adre, mawu wunu le adre me, vɔsamlekpui adre, eye le vɔsamlekpui ɖe sia ɖe dzi la, tsɔ nyitu ɖeka da ɖe. Azɔ, vɔsamlekpui ɖeka ma tututue le wo si le Israel ƒe asaɖa me le afi ma.
There they are down in Israel. Amen. With the same altar they got up here and the same sacrifice.
Yes.
A bullock and a bullock, a prophet and a prophet.
Yes.
Two nations at contrast, a very perfect example of the day we're living.
Yes.
We had time to go into it.
Wawe ma le afi le Israel kple vɔsamlekpui ɖeka ma si le wo si le afi ma. Kpakple vɔsasa ɖeka ma, nyitu kple nyitu, nyagblɔɖila kple nyagblɔɖila. Dukɔ eve siwo to vovo. Kpɔɖeŋu de blibo aɖe le ŋkeke si me míele agbele la ŋu ne ɖe míakpɔ ɣeyiɣi ageɖe me.
Notice, God doing this in parable, we would find out paralleling. Now, also, Balaam required a ram on each altar. That was speaking of his faith in a coming Messiah.
Mi de dzesi. Mawu le nu sia wɔm le lododo me bena miakpɔ kpɔdzidzi la. Azɔ gawu la, Bileam bia agbo ɖeka ɖe vɔsamlekpui ɖe sia ɖe dzi. Ema le nu ƒom tso eƒe xɔse ɖe mesia si gbɔna la dzi.
A ram, a he sheep, that's the same sacrifice they had down in Israel, down in the camp of Israel up here by Moab. The fundamentally, they were both right. But notice, fundamentally in doctrine.
Agbo, aletua, eye anye vosamake si wawole, wogbole Israel, wogbole Israel pe asarame, le afi, le Moab. Nu, le gomorodo anyi nu la, wokple eve la wo sogbe, gake mi deje si, le gomorodo anyi nu, le nufafiame.
But one prophet down in Israel's camp had the characteristics of God and the Word of God. He stayed with the promise of God for that age because he was in a line going to the promised land.
Amen.
Gake nyagblɔɖila ɖeka le balia me le Israel ƒe asaɖa me si do go Mawu ƒe nɔnɔmewo kple Mawu ƒe nya. Eya nɔ anyi kple Mawu ƒe ŋugbedodowo na agbenɔyi ma, elabena enɔ mɔdzi yina ŋugbedodo nyigba la dzi mikpuia.
Now, as far as the fundamental part, Balaam could be just as identified as Moses was. But you see, Moses, being the correct prophet of God, not only had the fundamental parts, but had the identification of God.
Azo akpasikude gomododo anyingula, Bileam, balakha atengu adejesi abe Moses ene. Gake miele kpoma Moses sinye mawu fe nyagblɔɖi la nyuitɔ la menye akpasi ku ɖe gɔmeɖoɖo anyi ŋu la koe le esi o ke boŋ mawu fe dzesidedea me hã.
See, he was in line of duty exactly what was promised for that age, not for the age of Noah, but for the age then. I will take you to a land that's flowing with milk and honey.
Mikuya. Enɔ dɔdasi ƒe flime, nu si tututu ƒe ŋgbe wodo na agbenɔyi ma, menye na Mose ƒe agbenɔyi o, ke na ɣemayi ƒe agbenɔyi. Makplɔ mi yi anyigba si dzi noti kple anyiti le sisim le.
They were on their way and Israel was identified with their prophet Moses with the message of that age. God, characteristics identified in Moses.
Wonɔ mɔdzi yina, eye wode dzesi Israel kpakple woƒe nyagblɔɖila Mose kple agbenɔyi ma ƒe gbedasi la. Mawu ƒe nɔnɔme tɔxewo ɖe dzesi le Mose me.
A pillar of fire was following him. He also had the atonement in action. Not speaking of it, but had it in action.
Amen.
Not what will be, what is right now.
Dzolilikpo aɖe tse eyome. Avulele le ye hã si si le dɔwɔwɔme. Menɔ nu ƒom tso eŋu ko o, ke boŋ enɔ esi le dɔwɔwɔme. Menye nu si la va nɔ anyi o. Nu si li fifia.
Notice, he had a brass serpent that had been lifted up for the sickness and diseases of the people. Therefore, Moses was practicing divine healing.
Mi de dzesi be akɔblidala le esi si wòdo ɖe dzi na dukɔ ƒe dɔlélewo kple lãmegblẽamewo. Ekema Mose nɔ mawumedɔyɔyɔ ŋu dɔ wɔm.
He had the atonement, the brass serpent symbolizing that God was in the camp and the people were looking on that brass serpent and being healed.
Avulele le esi akɔblidala hã si nye kpɔɖeŋu fafia be mawu le asaɖala me eye dukɔa kpɔa akɔblidala tsi eye woxɔa dɔyɔyɔ.
He also had a smitten rock following him, and that was identifying God to keep the waters of life among them, joy and salvation, that they would not perish but had everlasting life. It was a type of that smitten rock in the wilderness, was a type of Christ being smitten.
Agakpe si woƒo la nɔ esi si dze eyome, eye ema nɔ dzesi dem mawu be ana agbeti la nanɔ wo dome ɖaa, dzidzɔkpɔkpɔ kple xɔxɔkpɔkpɔ, bena womatsrɔ̃ o, ke boŋ woakpɔ agbemavɔ. Enye kpɔɖeŋu na agakpe ma si woƒo le agbea dzi la nye kpɔɖeŋu na Kristo si woƒo la.
Then they were traveling in the line of promise. That was another identification, the showing God's characteristic. No matter how fundamental this other one was with the word, he had the fundamentalism plus the identification and the characteristic of God among them. God identified himself.
Emegbe la wo nɔ mɔdzi yina ŋugbedodo la me. Ema ganye dzesidede bubu si fia Mawu ƒe nɔnɔme tɔxe. Meka ale si gbegbe ame keme sɔ ɖe gɔmeɖoɖo anyi nu kple nya la o la. Gɔmeɖoɖo anyi nuwɔwɔ le esi kpe ɖe dzesidede la kpakple Mawu ƒe nɔnɔme tɔxe si le wo dome la ŋu. Mawu de dzesi eɖokui.
Two prophets, both of them prophets, both of them fundamental, but God identified his characteristics in Moses because he had the characteristics of God with him.
Nyagblɔɖila eve, eveawo nye nyagblɔɖilawo. Eveawo le gɔmeɖoɖo anyi nu, gake Mawu de dzesi eƒe nɔnɔme tɔxewo le Mose me, elabena nɔnɔme tɔxe siwo le Mawu si la le egbɔ.
Now, again, God's characteristics is always supernatural, because he is supernatural. God is supernatural.
Azɔ ake, Mawu ƒe nɔnɔme tɔxewo nye nukunu kokoko, elabena enye nukunu, Mawu nye nukunu.
It's unusual always to the modern trend of thinking of the day. You know that. God's always has upset the apple cart for the religious groups in every age it's ever passed.
Enye nu mama me kokoko na nkeke ma fe amha bobo afa susu dede. Minya nenema. Mawu trua yevu toku sila buna kokoko. Na ko nyinyi hatoto ole agbenoyi de siade siva yikpola me.
And not one time did ever a person or a group of people ever organize herself together upon a message, but what they died in one of the shelf and never raised again. There's no history.
Keme va mezi de kaha kpobana ame ade alo ame hatutu ade wadodro le gbedasi ade ngu o. Nekbe de oku o fote de nu fote tiji. Eye omega fong kpok bede o. Ngu tinya de kemeli o.
the Lutherans, the Presbyterians, the Methodists, the Baptists, the Pentecostals, and so forth. Never raise again. When they go to grouping, that God deals with individuals.
Lutheran, Presbyterian, Methodist, Baptist, Pentecost, kple bubua wo, mega fokpo gbede esime wo da we wo suhabobo o. Mawu wo dokple ame wo deka deka.
Notice, he's so unusual to the way of thinking. See, we get off in a trend and we have to believe it this way. And then God comes around with his word that he's promised and identifies himself in that word. This group can't go to it because they don't believe in him. See, it's done cut itself off from him.
Mi de jesi be, nu mama me wo nye na ale si ama o susuna mi kuya. Mi e gena de zonde de ade me. Eye, wo le be mi a kho eji se le mosi anu. Eye, me gbe ma ufana kle fe nga si ngbe wo do. He, di a jesi edo kwe le nga mame. Hatoto si ama tengu a yikli o, elabena me kho eji se o mi kuya. Ela edo kifu gbe le engu.
Like Joseph, he was a son of David and a good man. Joseph, the husband of Mary, he was a good man and no doubt read the Bible, the scrolls continually because and was looking for a Messiah to come and should have known what the scripture said that would take place. Isaiah said, a virgin shall conceive.
Abe Yosef ene, enye David vi ple amenguyade. Yosef Maria srongutu. Enye amenguyade eye dikekemele emebe ekle na Bibla o sinye akbale ngongla o atradye elabena. Eno mokpom na mesia pevava eye godo la enyanu si ngongla la gblombe a vavamela. Yesaya gblebe de tugbi la fe afofu.
Well now, he was going with this young girl, Mary, probably 18 years old, is probably a bit older. And then when they were engaged to get married, she shows up to be mother. Now, that was kind of hard for Joseph to kind of settle on that.
Enyo, azo enozo zongple de tukwiswe siya Maria. Si dewo akwa bepebye nyi enema hien, eye dewo eya tiwivye. Eye esime wo de ajokbebe wa de wo nwe wola. Eva kpobe fofu ajivi. Azo numanye nusesena Yosef de pomevye be wa tunyamele engu.
No doubt but what Mary told in the visit of Gabriel. But we noticed the way his character was leading him, he doubted it. Now she was found to be mother before they were wed. And in the Bible, that punishment is death by being stoned.
Dikakeme libe Maria gblon ale si Gabriel srekpola ne o. Kakemi deje si be, efe nonome no ekplom to mwade mebe wakedi. Azo, eva kwabena efofu dongona wono odede. Ke le Bibla me togege sili nanuma enye ku, wafukpe o naku.
An unwedded woman becoming mother. She had to be stoned. There's no prostitution in Israel. It was put out. So we find out, and Deuteronomy tells us that.
Nyonu sima wo sonde de wo ne efofula elebe wa fukpe. Bolo wo mena Israel o wogbe. Eyata miyekwe le mose atolia me. Numa wo glonami.
Now, we find that Mary looked like she was trying to use Joseph just for a shield of some act that she had done. Because if she was found already to be mother before they were married, then she must be stoned and she must have someone now that could stand as a shield for her. And that looked a whole lot like it was what she was trying to do.
Azomye kpobena Maria la ewa abe de wole jitimbe ya to Yosef awa kpoko nuko le nusi wo lame. Elabena na wakpobe fule efo koko afi wova de srola. Ekema elebe wafukpe. Eye ele nebe amiade nanno esi si atitre ne abe akpoko nuene. Eye nu blibu akata wa abe nu maetim wolebe yawo.
But Joseph looking into her big pretty eyes and she'd say, Joseph, Gabriel said to me, the Holy Spirit shall overshadow thee. And this thing that will be conceived in thee is of the Holy Spirit. It's God. It's what it's going to be called, the Son of God.
Ke Yosef no efe nkuganya kpoma oji kpom, eye ogblombana, Yosef, Gabriel glonambana, bokboko kwela dovo voli de jiu, eye nusia sipefuna fol de domela, eto bokboko kwela me, enye mau, eye enye nusi wa yobana mauvi.
Joseph, he wanted to believe that, but it was so unusual. That never happened before. And that's just the way today.
Ke Yosef la, etibe ya honyama tse. Ga ke enye numa mama nto, ema tokbe me chokpota o. Eye nene matututu wonye ekbe ha.
If we could only, if I had some way of getting the people to see that the unusualness of anything, if it's identified by the word, then its characteristics proves what it is. It's God in action.
Na de komia teng, na de monwa de libe mana amo na kwe bena, nu de siya de fe ame mama mama la, ne wote je si tonya la mala, eke man onome toche si wole esi la e dea nu si wonye la fia, enye ma ufe zonde.
Joseph should have known this. He should have known the virgin shall conceive. But he was honest about it. He didn't want to put her away privately, but he was thinking on doing it.
De wolena Yosef be wanyanu siya hafi. De wolene be wanyanbe de tukbila afofu. Gake adi anukwade le eme. Metibe yakbi le ajame o. Gake le susu wombe yawe.
And then the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Did you ever wonder why he appeared in a dream? There was no prophets of them days. Their dream was so simple, it needed no interpretation.
Eye ale apetola apetola de edokifiel drepe, de miebiase kponu sita wo de edokifiel drepe maha, nyakrondi la de kemen no anyilen kekema omeu. Wopo etrua wo legbule ale kbebebe, me hiyangoma de de adekeu.
Said Joseph, thou son of David, fear not taking thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. See, then that settled it.
Eglobe, Yosef David vi, Megavonsro Maria Kwaklovak Bo O, Elabena Fusi Wofola Tokbokokulame, Mikuya, Ekemanyavo.
See, he come to him in a dream, secondarily. But you see, there was no prophet there to identify that word, that this is the virgin that shall conceive. See? So therefore, he appeared to him in a dream because he was honest and just and a good man.
Mikuya, Eva Egboil, Drunfe, Singe, Monu Evelia, Gakemile Poma. Nyagblondi la de kemen no afima be wa deje si nyama bena de tugwisi afofula enye siya o, mikuya. Ke eyata wo dene le dremme, elabena enye anukware tok bakple ame jojwe, ple ame nyui.
And I believe God will come to any good man in some way and identify his doings to that good man for the age. If that man's called of God for that age.
Eye mekwe sebe ma wu ava ame nyui de siya de kbo le mwade nu a deje si efe. Nuo na ona amenyima na agbenoyima na enyebe mawuyo amenyima na agbenoyima ekem.
Now, but it was so unusual, they just could not hardly grasp it. But always the appearing according to the promised word for the age. All this unusualness.
Azo ke enyenu mama me alegbegbe be o metenuse gome o. Gake kokokola de defiale agbenoya fe ngbedodo nyala nula.
Now there's some people might go around and say, well, this is unusual. That's God. This is unusual. But you see, it has to be identified by the word. And the word is God. See? And then the characteristic of this identification identifies who it is. Because God said this would happen. And it happens. See, the characteristic of it is God's word being identified by the characteristic of what's going on.
Ke alela nonometoche si le jesi denu siya si la idea jesi amesie elabena maugloabena nusia avajo eye wujo mikuya nuafe no no mewe nye mawu fe nya si wo deje si to nu si o le ji yim la fe no no mewe me.
He said in the last days he pour out the Holy Ghost. He did it. The characteristics of it identify that it was God, His Word, promised. See, it always identifies itself. Now, always, every time, corrects the Word when the Word is said wrong. Did you ever notice? It was in the days of Noah that corrected that scientific age that God was going to bring water down out of the heavens.
Azon kokoko esia yila edronyalado na wo magbronyala nwi o. Demie deje sipo a le Noah fa nkeke wo mala edrojojo manu nya fa agbeno yi mado bana mawu do tijajada to tifo.
It was Moses, see, that corrected when they was all settled down in Egypt and so forth. But God's Word had to come to be identified. And the truth of the Word corrects the error.
Mose ye mikuya, eye drawodo esima wokata wono anyide Egypt klebubuao, kake elebe maupe nyala na fabene wa deje si. Eye nyalape nyatefe dwafu dadado.
Let me ask you something. We may go a little deep here. I'm not supposed to preach teaching or doctrine. But let me just ask you one thing.
Minama bianyade, do himia igogrofena esiavie, melena mbema de kbefa maunga fafia alon fafia ugake minama bianyadeka.
Jesus was the Word. We know that. The Bible said it was. St. John 1st chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word is with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He's still the Word.
Yesu enye nyala, nye nye nenema, Biblia bengi. Yohanes koko etagba toa le gome jeje amenyalali e nyalali kple mau e nyala enye mau e nyala va sunti la e wonomi adome ekpoto nye nyala.
Then when he could perceive their thoughts, they ought to know that was the Word, because the Word of God said that's what he'd do. He was the prophet.
Ekemasima otengule jesi dem ofo susuola elena obo wanyabana nyala enye ma elabana.
Now notice, we find out that when he was born, about 12 years of age, he went up to the feast of the tabernacle. And they went up there to the Passover, and on the road back, they went 3 days' journey, and they missed him, presuming that he was out among their people.
Esima wachi wo khofa yue vaklu la, eye akbadofo nkeke nye dufe, eye wo ye afima le nguti toto nkeke chi, eye esi wo le mojik bona la, wo wo nkeke etonfe mozonson, evo wo daye ya mafu, wo no jesi dem, no susung bombe, wo no ebumbe, eye kple ofe amewo.
We can make a lesson out of that. That's so much today. Now you Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Catholic, whatever you are, see, you're doing that same thing.
You're
perceiving because Wesley had a great revival, Luther had a great revival, or Pentecost had a great revival. You're perceiving that he's among the people when sometimes he isn't there.
They
went to find him. Where did they find him? Where they left him? At Jerusalem. And when they found him, what was he doing? A little boy, 12 years old, probably never entered school no more what his mother taught him. And here he was in the temple debating with those priests about the Word of God. And they were astonished at the wisdom of this child. Why? He was the Word.
Yes. si mede suku deke kpo o negbe nu si eya ngto dada fia ya mako. Evo, eya nye si legbe do xome, no nya gem kple nu no lama o, le mawu pe nya ngti. Eye, kufia do le devi la pe nu nya ngu, nu ka ngti e, eya nye nya la.
Now watch, and not dishonoring you Catholic people that call Mary the mother of God. But just let me show you a little error here. If the church is built upon Mary, watch what happened.
Azo mi lan kudi ke azo manye bubudam malele mi Catholic to si o yo Maria pe mau no laji o gake mi na ma devota da so ya de fia mi le afisia nenge be Maria jie wo tu hame adola mi ponu si jolara.
Now she come up and she said, "Oh, your father and I have sought thee with tears." What's that statement? She then condemned her own testimony. She said, "Your father and I have sought you with tears."
Azo eva do eye wo globana. O nye kple fofo wo nye ti wo kple adati. Mi kpo nya me fufu mada. E bufo ye nto po da se didi azo. E globe nye kple fofo wo nye ti wo kple adati.
What's that word? He was the word. He said, "Know ye not that I must be about my father's business?" What's the word? Correct the error.
Nikpo nyamada, eye enye nyala, eglobana, demye nyebana, ele nambe man nofufo nyefe toma wa. Mikpoda, nyala dofu dadalado.
Right there before those priests, she ruined her testimony, said she was conceived by the Holy Ghost, and here she says Joseph is his father.
Yes.
See that word? Catch it right quick.
Amen.
He was the word.
Le afima anu make le nu no lama ufo nkumela, ekble efe da sedidi la dome. Eglotambe na ye fofuto gbogbo kokola me ke yenye si gaglobe Yosef yenye fofoa mi kwa ebena nyala li kaba eya yenye nyala.
Now you know a 12-year-old boy wouldn't do that.
No.
He was the word.
Amen.
He was the spoken word of that age. So therefore the identified characteristic of God was in Christ.
Yes.
He corrected the errors.
Azom yenye ben utuvi febio vevima tengwa wanuma o. Eya yenye nyala. Eya yenye nyasi wokblona akbeno yima. Ke eya ta ma upeno no me toke si o wodeje si la no Kristo me. Edrofu data wodo.
He said, they said, "Why, we are Moses' disciples." He said, "If you was Moses' disciples, you'd know me. He wrote of me. Moses said, 'The Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like me.' You would know me if you knew Moses."
Eglobe, oglobena, cho, mosapan swala omienye, mikuya. Eglobena, ne de mosapan swala omienye vafa, la, anyenem yang yang yaha, englonuto, munye, mosaglobe, a fetom yamau adon yaglondilade, nami, a benye ene, ne de yang yamosala, anyenem yang yang yaha.
And see, the word always corrects the error of the day. But the people don't like to believe it. They hang right on just the same.
Kemi kuya, nyala don keke afo vodada do kokoko. Gake amo melona be wa kho echi se o. Deko wokwa de engu ayine na mako.
But Jesus corrected his own mother. And his mother was in the wrong. Because she had already said that that was a child conceived in her by the Holy Ghost. And here she turns her testimony around and said, Joseph was her father. Was the father of Jesus.
Gake yesu do yen to dadado. Eye dadano vu dadame. Elabena eglo koko bena. Ye fode vima pe futo kwa 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 me. Eye, eye enye si gatro epe da se didi la buglo bena. Yosef yenye fofo. Nye fofo na yesu.
Now, if he was the son of Joseph, if he had been about his father's business, he'd been down the carpenter shop. But he was about his father's business up there in the temple rebuking those organizations.
Amen.
He was about his father's business. Just a 12-year-old lad. Know ye not that I must be about my father's business?
Azone ne Yosef. Nenye Yosef pe vi onyela. Nenye be wano yeng tofu fwape domela. Anyene atikpela pe do ope wano. Gake eno yeng tofu fwape dome. Legbe do kome afima. No mo kam na dodo wa rama o mikuya enno yeng to fofo apo domme de kakui pe ye vavi kui de mi nye bana ala nam bana ma no fofo nye pe domme wa
Did you notice when Jesus was tempted by Satan, his characteristic there when he was in his temptation identified him to be God because he stayed with the Word. It is written, said Satan. Jesus said, it's also written. Stayed right with the Word.
Demye deje si esime satana te yesu kwa. Efe no no me toche wole afima esime wono efe te te kwa la mela. Deje si eya mabe enye mawu. Elabena eno anyikple nyala mikuya. Wong lodi be satana yekblo nenema. Yesu dong be. Wogang lodi ha be. Eno tese si yekple nyala.
God in sundry times we read here. God in sundry times, that's old times, divers manners, many ways, identified himself to his prophets by visions.
Mawu le blema ngoliwo, nenema miyekli le afisya, mawu le blema ngoliwo, blema eyiwema, le nonome vovovowo me, monu gedewo, dejesi edokwi na epo nyaklodi lao tong tegao me.
That was the characteristic of a prophet was when he foretold things and it happened. Now that was his characteristic of his identification that God was with him. Then that gave him the rights to interpret the word for that day because the word of God come to the prophets.
Amen.
The characteristic of the prophet that he foretold.
Ekema emai ne jenabe wadanyala goma na nkekema elabena maufu nyafana nyaknodi laogbo nyaknodi lafano no metoche enyebe ekbulo anyala tongo.
The Bible said, if there be one, and what he says comes to pass, then you hear it. But if it doesn't, don't believe him, don't fear him. But my word's not in him. But if it does come to pass, then my word's in him.
Amen.
That's his identification. That's the characteristic of a prophet.
Bible gblo be na amiadeli eye nu si oglo la famala ekema mi doto eyama gake ne ma famula mi ga khoji se o mi ga voin o gake nye ne nye nye nyamala ma o gake ne famala ekema nyenyale eyamame emaenye fojesidede emaenye nyaklodi lafono no metoheo.
Now God in sundry times, that's how he showed his characteristics of identification of himself to man by speaking through a man that was called to be a prophet.
Azo mawu le blema ngoliola nenema ewode fojesidede fono no metoheo to edokwingu fia ame.
Now the Bible says that God in sundry times, divers manners, spoke to the fathers through the prophets. We also read over in 2 Peter that the whole word of God was wrote by him. Man of old, moved by the Holy Ghost, wrote the Bible.
Amen.
They were prophets. The word come to them, and they wrote it down under inspiration. First, they were identified prophets, and they wrote the word of inspiration, and they had the interpretation of the divine revelation. Because it was God in the man.
Bala wo deje siwo abenya glodi lao. Emegbe wo ngulo gbogboda memenyala. Eye jifo de de fiafe gome de de lewo si. Elabena mawuye le ameme.
That's why he showed himself in his characteristics of identification. Their visions being the vindicated was God's characteristic in them making himself known to the people.
Now
that's the only way he was in Christ. A prophet was just a little speck. Christ was the fullness of God.
Amen.
And God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, and his characteristics identified him.
Amen.
What he was.
Azo more kamajiko wono Kristo me. Nyaglodila nye nwapo swe tu adeko. Kristo ya nye mawu peblibo nye nye. Eye mawu no Kristo me le avule. Eye akloke kia me dome. Eye epono no me toche o teje siye ya ma nusi wonye.
In so much that he said, if I do not the works of my Father, then don't believe him. If I don't have the character of my Father, then don't believe me. Don't believe my claims. If I haven't got the character of my Father in me, then don't believe it at all. Now, his characteristics never changes. God cannot change his character no more than a lamb can change its character or any other thing changes its characteristics.
Aso epono no metoke o metrona gbede o. Ma o matenwa tro epo de o. Nene make ke ale alevi ha matenwa tro epo de o. Alo nu bubuade ke matenwa tro epo no metoke o.
Because as long as it's in its original, it's original. And if you change anything, then you've changed it from its original.
Ella banasi alesi wonye gomejeto akola gomejeto aye eye nemietro nu de siade la demietro eto epo gomejeto amji.
It's just like you can take a hog and you can wash a hog and put that paint on his toenails like the women does and fix it up with lipstick and put it on a nice dress, turn that old sow out, she go right straight to the water and water again. Why? She's a hog.
Amen.
That's all.
Ele ko abe ale si miate ngwa to ha. Ale tina ghala. Eye miasisi angode fetu oji ne. Abe ale si nyonu o wana ene. Eye miasisi nude nuto ne. Ado a unyakwade ne. Mide asile gano titi manko. Asi dute ayi ba finya finya me. Ada blu ba ake. Nuka ngutie. Hawo nye. Ye kata kwe ma.
But you know, you wouldn't make a lamb wouldn't do that. He won't even get in that mud. He don't want nothing to do with it.
Amen.
It's the characteristics of it, see?
Gakeke, gake minya, nyatengu awo. Alevi matengu awo nu mau. Malo ayiba ma gohama o. Meti be ya wanana kekli o. Yeha feno no metoke we mikuya.
You might dress him in the same kind of clothes, but he sure won't go. The outside doesn't matter, it's the inside.
Nyatengu ato awu mau kena yeha. Gake ma wekura o, ma yikura o, gotala me levevye o, ememe.
Now God being the source of all life, don't fail to get this. If I'm trying all with this in me to get you to see something. See? It's to your good friends. It's for your behalf.
Azo esi ma wunye akbe wokata fe chofela, migata esi alelefu o. Malakwa jam ple nusio kata lemenyebe manam yakponane mikuya miafe nunatae honyo elide miawota mikuya.
I didn't come here just to be seen. I didn't come here, there was no other place to go. I come here because I felt to come here. I felt that the ministry the Lord had given me must be showed amongst the people here. And I'm trying to get you to see what God really is now.
Nyemeva na afisi akobe wakpom o. Nyemeva afisi abe tepe bubuade keme lima yi o. Meva afisi alabena mesele menyebe mava afisi a. Mesele menyebe elebe subosubo dosi apetola tonam la. Wade afisi ale ama odomele afisi a. Eye mele agbagba jembe manam yakponu si mawu nyeva va afisi a.
He's his promised word. He always is the word. And he identifies himself by the characteristic that he promised.
Eye anya efe nya sipangbe wodola. Enye nyala esia yi. Eye wode ajesi edokito no no metoche si ongbe wodola me.
A certain character would rise in a certain time. That's in the word. Then the characteristic of this person is supposed to rise identifies that is the person.
Amen.
De tutu ade atitre le eyi yade me. Le nyala me. Eye nene mesia. Si titre la apa nono metoche de ajesi bena eye enye amela.
That's the reason Jesus had to be who he was. They should have seen it. No wonder they were blind. The thing said, though he had done so many miracles, yet they could not believe because Isaiah said they got eyes and can't see and ears and can't hear.
De wole na wo be wa kwe afi mo wo ya be wo nye nku agbato o nuala wo be togbo be e wo nuku nu gede wo ha wo mate nu hwese o e la bana Isaiah gbo bana nku le wo si e vo wo mate nu akwe o e ye to le wo si e vo wo mate nu si o.
Each age, not only his age but every age, how God in sundry times diverse manners, still they just couldn't get it.
Nyekwea agbenoyide siade menye ape agbenoyide de ko o gake agbenoyide siade aleke mawo leblema ngoliwo le nonome vovovo me ke ha o metenu sema o.
Now his characteristics never fails, it always is the same. Now remember, his characteristic, the characteristic of God, cannot fail.
Amen.
If it does, then God's failed.
Amen.
Azo efo nono me toche o me dana fukbede o. Enye de kama esiayi. Azo midon kuji efo nono me toche o. Ma ufo nono me toche o ma tenwa dafu o. Na ewela ekema ma u dafu.
And the Bible said in Hebrews 13:8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore he is the unchangeable God. Whatever character he was at the beginning, he is still that same character.
Eye Bible gblo le Hebrito tawie ton kuku enyi mebena Yesu Kristo nye eya make eto egbe yide mavomavome eya ta eya enye mawu matro matrola dede sia de sile esile gomejeje amela dede kamake gale esi.
Every way he worked, any time he ever done anything, he does it the same way every time. If he doesn't, it's his character's changed. See? And his characteristics would display something it wasn't of God. See? So we wouldn't
know where.
Like Paul said, if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who will know to prepare for battle? If the trumpet gives an uncertain sound.
Abe alesi Paulo glebe nek pefadi di mama kola amekala chirayo kudona afa nek pefadi di mama koma ha.
Now, if the trumpet is supposed to sound retreat, that's what we got to do, retreat.
Yes.
If the trumpet sounds charge, that's what we're supposed to do, is charge.
Yes.
Azo nenye kpe jebe wa dekbebe mi agugbo la. Eye jebe mi awo agugbo. Nenye kpe dibena mi dodu la. Eye jebe mi awo adodu.
But what is a trumpet? Is the word of God.
Amen.
It identifies God. Whether it's which go up, sit down, retreat, stack arms, whatever it is. It's God's trumpet sound.
Kenuka enye kpe la. Eye enye maufanya. Edia jesi mau edanye edanye miyiji minno anyi migbugbo mido abogawola de siare siwonyela enye mau fekpe fediti.
And an uncertain sound, when the Bible says a certain thing is supposed to happen, somebody say, well, that's another day, then there's an uncertain sound there. Then you don't know what to do.
Kekbe didi sime mekowola esime bibla globe nane dola chola amiadena globe o ema la nkeke bubu toema.
Jesus said, I have power to lay my life down and raise it up again. No uncertain sound there.
Yes, Blobe, Musella, I sing about my tongue, Akbedo, Angi, a year, Magafoe de Chitrake, but it is Mamako, Adekemele, Afimau.
The woman said, we know Messiah cometh, and when he cometh, he'll tell us the things like he did. He said, I'm he. No uncertain sound there.
Amen.
I am he.
Amen.
Amen.
Nyonu la globe nye nye bay mesia gbona eye ne evala aglonu na mi abe ala siwowe ene e globe eye ye menye gbedidi simama ko ade kemele afima o eye ye menye. Amen.
They said, our fathers eat manna in the wilderness. He said, they're everyone dead. He said, but I am the bread of life that come from God out of heaven. No uncertain sound. I'm the tree of life from the Garden of Eden. No uncertain sound about that. Certainly not. Nothing uncertain about it. He was certain in everything that he did. The Bible don't give an uncertain sound. It identifies a characteristic of God in its sounding.
Biblia manana gbedidi simemeko o. Ede ajesi mawu fo nonome tokheo le efe gbedidi me.
Jesus said in St. John 10:37, if I do not the works of my Father, and I don't have that character of my Father, then don't believe me. They are the one. They identify his character in me, his characteristics.
Yesu globe le Johannes kokweta wo kuku blatovo adre ne nyema wo fofonya pe dowo wo wola nukaye eye fofonya pe demela asinya wola ekama amiga khojinye se o wo mawe wo dejesi epa dele menye epa nonoma tokheu.
Because the Father is the Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word is with God, and the Word was God. And the characteristic of God is displayed by his promise for that age. Now, if he'd lived in Moses' time, it wouldn't have worked. And if Moses lived in his time, it wouldn't have worked. If he'd lived in Noah's time, it wouldn't work if Noah lived in his time.
Asona mosa fa eyime wo no agbelela anyene ma jeji o eye na eya fa eyime mosa no agbelela anyene ma jeji o na no wa fa eyime wo no agbelela anyene ma jeji o alo na de no wa ye no agbele eya ma fa eyime.
Noah's prophesying of things for that day, and his characteristic and what he done identified him with the word of God. Amen. Moses did the same thing.
Noah no nyagblom di le nusio ka nkakamangu aye epo nono motoxe o kple nusi wo wola de jesi kple mawu fanyala musa ha wonene make.
And here Jesus time, and the word is promised for that age is identified in Jesus Christ by the characteristic of the word, which is God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Aye yesu enye si va do aye nyasi ngbe wo do nanana mgbe no yimala wo de jesi le yesu kristo me tonya. Amen.
The pouring out of the Holy Ghost in the last days upon the common people has identified God's characteristic with the people. He promised it. It's a word. He said he'd do it.
Amen.
Nobody can take it back. He said he would do it. So all these things that he's promised, that's what he does. It identifies his characteristic. Yes, sir. Don't believe it. Don't believe my claims if my characteristic isn't that of God. Now notice, in John 14:12, he that believeth on me, he said, has my identification, my characteristic. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. That identifies that the character of Christ is in him, displaying the characteristics of him. Amen. I feel pretty religious right now if I am hoarse. Yes, sir.
Asomi dejesi Johannes tawie na kukuwieve. Amesi huachinye senala eglobe. Nye jesi dede. Nye no no matoko ola angu. Amesi huachinye senala. Dosio womalala eya ha awe. Esi ade jesi be. Kristo fwe dele eme. le eyama ƒe nɔnɔme tɔxɛ wo ɖem fia. Amen. Mekpɔ ɖokuinye subɔla ŋutɔ ŋutɔ azɔ ne nye gbe me xe hã amegã.
Oh my, see, there's no mistake about it. His life, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. See, that identifies the characteristic.
Oh, mia to, mi kwea, futada de kemelangu, oh, efe akbe, amesi kwa jinye senala, dosi o wom malala, e yaha awwe, mi kwea, esia deje sinonome tokia u.
Same thing he said, if my character doesn't identify myself, God in him, then he don't believe him. Now, he also said that he would be identified in that.
Numake wo globe ne nye demede jesi do kunye o mau le emme o la ekema eyama miga khoji se o azon eglohan bana wa de jesi ye le numame.
Then that, if it doesn't identify him, then he isn't what he says. And today, if Christ doesn't identify himself, the characteristic of Christ identify us as being of Christ, believing the Word, Jesus was the Word, so he had to believe the Word.
Ekema na emama de jesi eyama ula, ekema menye nusi glom wole la o. Eye ekbe, na Kristo me de jesi edo kyo la, Kristo fono no me toche o de jesi mim, be, mieto Kristo me, honya la jise. Yesu enye nyala yata, ele nebe, wa honya la jise.
And how can we say that we are of Christ and deny any word in that Bible?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit of Christ is God in you. And it'll punctuate every promise with an amen.
Ke alake mi atengwa globe mi eto Kristo me. Efo gagbe Biblia si afe nga adema ha. Kristo fe gbogboko kwenye ma u le mi ame. Eye, eye la defung bedodo de siade jibe. Amen.
The Bible said, these signs shall follow them that believe. The Spirit of God said, amen.
Biblia globe, jesi siyao la klame siyo kwese lado, maufo gbogbo globe, amen. Mikuya.
Don't say, no, that is for another age, that's for disciples only. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He, anywhere, all the world that believeth,
amen.
These signs shall follow him.
Yeah.
Same thing, same yesterday, today, and forever. The characteristic being identified.
Odomato de kamak blobe, pao, emmanyak bono yi bubuto, emmanye nusolao de leto o. Nikai da kikiamakata, nya degbefanya nyuela nanuawo de siade, amasi, letefe de siade le kikiakata me, huesela, jesisiaola plo eyamado, nu de kamae, de kamake eto egbe yide mavomavome, si wo de jesi nonomo tocheo.
That makes Hebrews 1:1, God of sundry times, speaking to the fathers by the prophets, identifying Christ resurrected today by the same characteristic that he did in sundry times. Did you notice? God never changes his way.
Si fonde chitre egbe tono no me toche ma oke, si wo wole ble mangoli ome. De mye de jesia, ma ume troa epe mokbe deu.
In the old Bible, when a dreamer dreamed a dream, and there was no prophet in the land to see if this dream was right or not, they had another way of finding out.
Le Biblia ngoli la ne drekula de kutre, eye nyaklonji la de keme no anyikbala ji, be wakpone dron si aleme alome leme ula.
They took that character, ever who dreamed the dream, took him down to the temple. The breastplate of Aaron, who was a high priest, hung on the post.
And
this dreamer told this dream, no matter how good it sounded, how real it sounded, if there wasn't a supernatural light flashed on those stones, which is called Urim Thummim, Bible readers understand, then I don't care how real it sounded, it wasn't so.
Eye Dracula lia Druela, Maka Alessi, when ya say, Alessi, would you nuva vaola, ne, Nukunuka Kalimao, Maclenda, Pemao, siwo yonaba Urim, plet to me, Giola, Biblak Lause, Gome, ekama nge metso de kelema na alesi wonye nuva va o melema o.
The unusualness of God, the character of God, had to display his characteristics in the supernatural to show that he identified himself. Amen. On the message. Amen.
Mauva nu mama mewo wo mauva dela ade efe nonometoke o afia kle nukunu atofia be ade jesia dokui legbedasila me. Amen.
I say the same thing tonight. The old Urim and Thummim's gone, but the word's still the thing that identifies the characteristic of God. The promise of the hour that we're living. There's God's characteristics identified by the promise of the hour that we're living in.
Maglonuma fiancia, Urim kletumi hohoto anuvayi, gakenyala kweganyen, nusi diache simaupon onomotokeo, gafofosimamiele akbele, lape ngbetotola. Maupeno no metoche oli si wodia jesi toga popo si memiele akbelela fengbedodo la me.
That makes God the same as he was in sundry times. Look, in divers manners, he spake to the fathers by the prophets. And the law and prophets were until John, since then the kingdom of heaven.
Esia wo mau de kamake si wonyeta leble mangoli o mikpora tono no mevovovo me. Fonunam fofuwa tonya glodila wochi. Eye sela klenya glodila wo no aniva sere Johannes G. To emayila jifofiarfola.
Notice, but in this last day, speaking the same thing he did then, through his son Christ Jesus.
Midegesi, kakelen keke mamlesia mela, ele nyade kama si wo wetama glom, to yen tovia, Christo Yesume.
God in sundry times, divers manners, spake to the fathers through the prophets. In this last day, doing the same thing, speaking to the people, the fathers, through his son, Christ Jesus. Has raised him up from the dead. And he lives within us, identifying himself and foretelling us things, and he's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God in sundry time in divers manner spake to the fathers through the prophets, but in this last day through Jesus Christ his son. The scripture cannot be tampered with. It's exactly
mau le blemangolio le nonomovovovo me fonuna fofuawo to nyagrodila woti gakele nkeke mamlewo meto Yesu Kristo yeng to vyame o matengu awongonglawo wa nyodeji o elete patututu.
As I've said before, God don't need anybody to interpret this word. He interprets his own word.
Amen.
When he says anything, it happens. That's the interpretation.
You
don't need anyone to say, well, I believe it means this. God identifies it by his own interpretation.
Mikuya. Mehia miadeke be waglobe a mekwese be e gome enye si. Mau dia jesie to yeng tofe gome de deme.
Yes, if the promise is for that day, we can't live in the light of Luther. We can't live in the light of Wesley. We can't live in the light of any of those. We got to live in the light. It's promised for this day.
Enye, neng bedodo la nye nkeke matola. Nyatengwa nokbe le Luther fe kekalima o nyatengwa nokbe le Wesley fe kekalima o nyatengwa nokbe le wofe de kepe kekalima o elena mi be mi no agbele kekali singbe wo donan kekesiame.
What if Moses would have went down in Egypt and said, well, we're going to build a big ark, we're going to float out of this country, the Nile is going to come up.
Nuke ajo na Moses yire Egypt he globe enyo nyakpada ka bugade.
They look back in the scroll, there's no promise of that. That's right. But you see, he identified himself as God's prophet. For what he said come to pass, then they know he had the word of the Lord.
Yes, right.
Pharaoh had spears, but Moses had the word. So when they got to the sea, the spears all went under the sea, and Moses took Israel across the sea on dry land because he had the word. And he was the word of that hour.
Amen.
Moses was the word made manifest for that hour. Elijah was the word made manifest for that hour. Christ is the word made manifest. And the promises that he made, a little while in the world seeth me no more, yet ye shall see me, for I'll be with you even in you to the end of the world. The works that I do shall you do also.
Mose yenye gafufu mafe nyasi wodede go. Elia yenye gafufu mafe nyasi wodede go. Kristo yenye nyasi wodede go. Ble ngbesi wodo. Esu sofwe ko. Eye kikeme megale kwaye ge o. Kem ya ula miya kwa mo elabena manonyi klimi. Le miya me gonha. Vasere kikeme fon wuwu. Dosi o wama lela miya unha miya we.
He promised these things. What is it? It's the characteristic of God displaying his word like he did in all ages.
Amen.
Malachi 4, he said, before the great and terrible day of the Lord shall come, behold, I send unto you Elijah the prophet, and he will restore the faith of the children back to the fathers again. Amen. Before that day comes. He promised it.
Malachi atane eglobe hafi Yehowa fun keke ganji ngola na dola pora mado Elia nyagblodila do demi eye watrovi ope khoseva fofo togbo ake hafi ne keke manado edo fungbe.
Jesus said in the 17th chapter of St. Luke, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man when the Son of Man is being revealed.
Yesu glole luka kokwe fe tawi adrelia mebe. Ale sike wonole sodong fenke ke womela. Nenemake wanole amegbetovila fe vavakbe. Esime wade amegbetovila fsia.
When the revelation is unfolding itself in the days when the world will be like Sodom, what will it be? The characteristic of that scripture being fulfilled.
Amen.
God identifying himself by his characteristic. Characteristics that he's always been. He cannot leave that.
Nede de fiala le edokinu wum lenkeke sio mekike mela no abesodom enede nuka wange. Ngonglo lafe nonome toke o lenu wum. Ma utuwae po nonome toke o dia jesi edokin. Nonome toke o bena yele nene mada matedra le ekbo akbo.
Last days he identified through his son. Notice how God does these always at the as he never changes his way.
Lenkeke mamla omela adegesi to efa fila me midegesi alesi mawo anusiawo esiai le alesi wo esie metro efa mogbede o.
These three men that talked to Abraham, as we're just speaking there, is the days of Sodom.
Unto etoma osi funukla Abraham.
Abraham was a man who believed God. He took God at his promise. Sarah, his wife, was 65 years old. Abraham was 75 when God called him.
Abraham nye amesi choma uji se. Ele ma ule feng bedodola nu. Sarah, esura chofebla vefo aton. Abraham chofebla drefo aton osime ma uye.
He said he's going to have a child. Abraham would have a child by Sarah.
Abraham ajivito Saraji.
It might sound a little ridiculous, but I imagine she got all the little booties and pins and everything ready because she's going to have this baby.
Atengwa dinga sidiko kuvie gakemasusi be ejira for afɔkpaviwo kple nutɔbiwo ɖo kple nusianu da ɖi elabena wogbɔna vi magike.
After the first 28 days, why, Abraham might have said, Sarah, how you feel, darling? No different. Glory to God, we're going to have it anyhow. How you know God said so?
Le ŋkeke blave vɔ enyigbatɔwo megbe la, tso Abraham anya gblɔ na Sara be, aleke sem ne le ɖokuiwo me lɔlɔa, tɔtrɔ aɖeke o, ŋutikɔkɔe na Mawu, nye le etsi ge alekeke hã, aleke ne wɔnya, Mawu gblɔ nenema.
A year passed. How you feel, dear? No different. We're going to have it anyhow. God said so.
For the kavai, aleke sem ne le ɖokuiwo me lɔlɔa, tɔtrɔ aɖeke o, nye le etsi ge alekeke hã, Mawu gblɔ nenema.
5 years passed. How you feeling out here? No different. We're going to have it anyhow. God said so.
For a tovai, aleke sem ne le ɖokuiwo me ason lɔlɔa, tɔtrɔ aɖeke o, nye le etsi ge alekeke hã, Mawu gblɔ nenema.
What was it? He had the promise of God. He believed God, and he acted like God. He held on to the promised word.
Nu kai wonye mau feng bedodo no esi e homa uji se ke wonu abe mau ene e kureng bedodo nyalangu esia.
25 years passed. The booties had done turned yellow, but she still held on to him. Now he's old and stooped over and. He's in a terrible shape, and Sarah's womb is good as dead, and he's sterile. And what a condition they're in!
Febla febo atonvai afakpavia otros unti didi gakenyonu akoto lede wongu azon eti kunyaga ken eye pono noma menyakpo eye Sarah hafe vigi doku eye wachiko ke noma kamel nye siole.
How you feel, Abraham, father of nations? Is make believer friends and say to him. Well, glory to God, I feel fine. We're going to have that baby anyhow.
Aleke sem le ɖokuiwo me, Abraham dukɔ fofo, nenema exɔlɔ wɔ ɖokui xɔsetɔwo agblɔ nɛ. Ŋutikɔkɔe na Mawu me fɔ nyuie, mie le vi ma dzi ge alekeke hã.
Because he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong, giving praise to God. For he was fully persuaded that what God said, God's able to perform. Amen. There's a characteristic of a believer.
Elabena mekedi le Mawu ƒe ŋugbedodo la ŋuto dzimaxɔse me o, ke boŋu ese ŋu tsɔ kafukafu na Mawu, elabena exɔ nyaƒoɖeamenu blibo bena nu si Mawu gblɔ la, Mawu ate ŋu awoe. Amen. Emae nye xɔsetɔ ƒe nɔnɔme tɔxɛwo.
What about you?
Yeah.
What about we, the children of Abraham? Are we identified with the word of God as a promise, and our characteristic identifies herself that we actually believe it?
Keke kude miawo ya ngu mikuya ke kude mi Abraham pe vio ngu de wo de jesi mi kple mawu pe nya aben gbedodo ene eye mia pe nonome toxe wo de jesi mi bena mi kho eji seva vama ha.
Or do we just him haul jump from here and over here and down here and guess and him haul around about it? Then we're not Christians, we're just making believe.
Alo igbo igbo ko won mi ele atikoto afi kple afisia kakabado afisia asusunu akpo awo igbo igbo le enuti a ekema mi nye kristoto o de ko mi wo mi roku o khoseto.
But when we really stand to that promise, tow it right there and stay with it. Abraham did.
Kakene mi chitre na ngbedodo ma note klikpa ke chitre kli la Abraham wonenema.
Now we find out one day he saw three men come walking. The Bible said here it was in the heat of the day, must have been about noon.
Azɔ miekpɔ bena gbeɖeka la ekpɔ ŋutsu etɔ̃ sɔgbɔna. Biblia gblɔ le afi sia be enye ŋkekea ƒe dzoxɔxɔ yi. Ewɔ abe ŋdɔmee.
These men walked up and was talking to him. We understand that two of them went out in Sodom. I believe we spoke on it the other night. One of them stayed with him.
Ŋutsu siawo zɔ va ke nɔ dze ɖom kpli. Miese be wo dome ame eve yi ɖe Sodom baɖia me. Mexɔ se be mieƒo nu le eŋu nyitsɔ fie.
What's this man that he called that stayed with him, what the man did? One was identified by his characteristic that he was Elohim.
Yes.
Elohim, the very first word in the Bible, in the beginning, God. Now, any of you scholars know that that word God there means, in the Hebrew, is Elohim, which means the Almighty, the all-sufficient, the self-existing.
Elohim, ngatigban tole Bibla me, le gomejeje me mau. Azomi akbala ngala odoma medesia de nyabana ngati mauma le afima gome le rubrique beme enye Elohim si gome enye musa katanto amesi sute amesi le adokisi.
Needs no help from nobody.
Amen.
Needs nobody's interpretation. He does his own.
Yes.
He's the all-sufficient God.
Yes.
Omnipresent, omniscient,
yes.
Omnipotent. He's God.
Mahia kpekpeda ngutu ame areke gbo o. Mahia me areke fe gomere de o. E wayen to to. E ye nye mawu si sute. Afi siafi no la. Nusia nungyala. Nusaka tanto. E ya nye mawu.
There he was. And Abraham now, this patriarch who had a hold to the word, looked at this fella. And when this fella had his back turned to the tent, he said, where is your wife Sarah? Said she's in the tent behind you.
Yenye kem, eye Abraham, azon, togwi gansi lenye lamede asi, po amesia dun, eye, esime amesia troepe mekbe de akbadola, eglobe, afika sron sarale, edongbe, ele akbadua mele mekbe u.
Said, I'm going to visit you according to the time of life and you'll have this baby, I promise you. And Sarah laughed about it, and the one was talking to him, told him what Sarah said in the tent behind him.
Eglobe, magatrova miagbole agbefe eyime, eye visiasi ngbe umedo na mila asumiasi, tete Sarah kui, eye amesi nonu fongpli la, blonusi Sarah gblole agbadoa me, lehefe megbelani.
Now in Genesis you read that. We find out that then Abraham, after this man had identified himself, what was it? Hebrews 4th chapter, the 12th verse said, the word of God is sharper, more powerful than a two-edged sword, a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Azon le mosek banto miyakele esya, miyekpabana le mayila, Abraham esi ngutu siya degesi edoku vola, nukai wonye, hebrito tanelia kukubiwe velia, blobe, maufe nyala dana siya nguwu, yi nueve siya nueve,
he knew that this was the man. He knew there's no prophets in the land but him. And therefore the word of the Lord had come to him, and he was a prophet, and here the word come to the prophet.
Amen.
Same thing with John the Baptist.
Yes.
There had not been a prophet for 400 years. I remember maybe old Dr. Davis is sitting here tonight, the old missionary Baptist preacher that baptized me in the faith. He used to argue with me.
Nenemake wono na Johannes amenyrola ha. Nyagrolila adekema no anyife alafa enesong madonkuji. Dohi Dr. Davis nongide afisia fiesia baptiste dogbe de la maunya glola hukui singrom le khosiamme. Ege anyaklim ejeji.
He said, Billy, you're just a kid now. You got to listen to me. I said, all right, Brother Davis, I'm listening.
Eglobe, Billy, devi konenge fifia, ele na obe na do tom. Maglobe, esogbe, novingu to Davis, maketori.
He said, you see, John was not baptized. So he had been baptized, but hadn't been baptized, nobody's worthy to baptize him. That's good Baptist theology.
Eglobe, ele ekpoma, omenyuro Johannes o. Ekema, eno amenyurom kake, omenyuro eya o. Ameyarekeme je anyure o. Ema nye baptiste, ma unu sosronvava.
Here come Jesus, and said then, John said, I have need to be baptized to thee. Why comest thou to me? And he said, suffer to be so.
Tete Yesu nye sifa, blobena, Johannes Blobe, nye bongwe wo hiyabene wo na nyro. Nuka ngunti neva kbonye do. Eye wo blobena, demobe wano alea.
He said, and then when he suffered him, said, you see, then Jesus baptized John.
Ek blobe, eye esi wo demone vola. Ebe, elek boma. Emekbe Yesu ha nyro Johannes.
And when he went out of the water, then the heavens opened, he saw God in the form of a dove coming down, going on him, said, this is my beloved son, whom I'm pleased to dwell in.
Eye esime wo dogole ti amala enu make difonu vu. Eye wo kpo mawu la kpakpa fo nonome me. Wo digbona eya maji bena esia nye vinye lonoto amesime me kpo anjeje lebe mano.
But no, not disagreeing with Dr. Davis, but he was wrong. See, John was the prophet. And the word always comes to the prophet. So if the word was made flesh, it had to come to the prophet anyhow.
Amen.
Because he is testifying of the word, and his very characteristic identified in that.
Gake kpa o, menye de me chitrede Dr. Davis ngu o. Gake eto me jo o, mikuya. Johannes nye nyagblorila, eye nye lavana nyagblorila gbo kokoko. Eye ta ne nye la zunguti la la, ele nebe wava nyagblorila gbo. Eneke ke ha, elabena. Enno da se dim le nyala nguti eye epononom tokheo de gesiene nama.
Here comes the word. Now, what happened? As soon as he walked into the face of Jesus, John said, I have need to be baptized of thee. Why comest thou to me? Jesus said, suffer it to be so. For thus it is becoming to us, behooveth us, to fulfill all righteousness.
Nyala nye sifa, aso anu kejo. Kasia wo nya sova yesu nkume kola, Johannes blobe. Nye wo hiambe wo na nyrom nuka mti neva gbonye do. Yesu globena de mobe wano alia elabena nenema kweje jemibe miyawu nujojo wo katanu.
John being the prophet, him being the word, he was the sacrifice and he was fixing to enter his earthly ministry and the sacrifice had to be washed before it was presented.
Yohanes nye nyagbronila, eya nye nyala, eya nye fosala. Enok besoso na gegede efe anyigbaji subo subo dola me. Eye, de wokula vosala la afi otone nana.
John baptized him because he knows suffer that to be so. For thus it's becoming to us to fulfill all righteousness. The sacrifice had to be washed before presented. And so John baptized him. Well, not Jesus baptizing John. John baptized Jesus. Suffer it to be so.
Ke Johannes ngro eyama. Elabena enye nenema de mobe wano alia elabena nenema kweje mibe miyawu nujojo katanu de wokula vosala la afi utone nana eye ale Johannes ngino eyama menye yesu ye ngino Johannes o Johannes ngino yesu de mobe wano alia.
Notice here was Abraham and he had the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord come to him. He was the prophet. And here comes the word. He called him Abraham, not Abram.
Mi dege si, Abraham enge si. Eye apetola fe nyale esi. Apetola fe nyafa ekbo. Eye enge nyaglori lala. Eye aso nyala enge si fa. Eye ebe Abraham. Menye Abram o.
A few days before that, his name was Abram. Now it's Abraham. His wife is Sarah. Now it's Sarah. Not S-A-R-A-S-A-R-A-H. Not A-B-R-A-H-A-M. A-B-R-A-M, but A-B-R-A-H-A-M. Abraham.
Nkekefeade wo dongona emala enkoy nye Abram. Nye Abram. Azo ezu Abraham. Sura enye Sarai. Azo ezu Sara. Menye se arere a o. Se arere a he. Menye abere a he am o. Abraham o kabum Abraham Abraham.
And this man identified himself when he said Abraham.
Amen.
Oh my. Abraham said Elohim.
Amen.
There's the word and the prophet together. Both characters identified.
Eyeng to si atekesi adokwi asima woglobe Abraham. Oh, miato, Abraham globe, Elohim. Nyalak pleng nyaknodila si de ledu, wok ple veyafen, no nomet, wok deje si.
Elohim. He said, where is your wife, Sarah? Said, she's in the tent behind you. And then the miracle was done. Elohim. Abraham called him the all-sufficient, almighty, omnipotent God.
Elohim, eglobe, afika sron sara le, ebe, ele akbadome le mekbewo, eye nu, tete nukunu la fame, Elohim, Abraham yo eyamabe, amesi sute, musan katanto, maun tete katanto.
Jesus said, when he was on earth, he did the same thing that Elohim did.
Amen.
That identified his characteristic as being God.
Yesu gble, esi me wono anyi gbanjila, e wono make si Elohim wo, esi ay deje si epe no nama tocheo abe mawu ene.
And he said before, in the last days, just at the coming of the Son of Man, when he's being revealed, this setting will take place again like it was at Sodom. Elohim among his people.
Amen.
Almighty God. That's what the scripture says.
Yes,
that's right. Elohim among the people.
Eye wo gblo be afi le nkeke mamle o me le amegbetovi la pa vava yi tututu esime wade eye ma fia la nu jojo sia aga fama ake abe ale si wono le Sodom ene Elohim maum sekata tola le epe dukola dome eme enye nu si ngonglo lak blon Elohim le dukola dome.
For 40 years, he's been baptized with the Holy Ghost. Elohim, God, and the church. Look, Abraham seemed one sign, another calling, a sign, a calling, a calling, a sign, waiting for that promised son.
Le pebla ne son me la, en no mi en yurong plek bok 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 kwe la, Elohim, mawye, eye hamela, mikbora, Abraham kwa jesiade yo yobubu, jesiade yo yoade, jesiade,
but the last sign that he saw, the last appearing, the last visit of God before the promised son arrived on the scene was Elohim in human flesh.
Amen.
Then the promised son come. And Abraham's seed is waiting for the promised son, Jesus Christ. And they've seen signs of pouring out of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, divine healing, and so forth.
Ke Abraham vanukula lengbedodovi Yesu Christo lalam, eye wokpo jesiwo, bokbokokwefe kokodi adeye yedodo, maumedoyokle bubuao.
But when the Son of Man is being revealed, Elohim will return back to the royal seed of Abraham and show that same thing that he showed in that day. Amen. Elohim, as it was. Why? It would be the characteristic of God.
Gaka esime wano amegbetovila demfiala Elohim. Agatrova Abraham vefia fome nukulakbo. Eye wadenu de kama si wadefiala nkekema jia fia. Amen. Elohim, abe ale si wono. Nuka ntie, anye maupo no no metoke u.
Now, if Christ was God, yet a little while the world seeth me more, yet ye shall see me, for I'll be with you, even in you to the consummation, the end. The works that I do, shall you do also. Jesus said that in Luke the 17th chapter.
Asone Christo nye maula, esu sofen ko kike mama galakpo yege u, ke miyawula miyakpom. Elabena manwanyi kple mi, miya me gohan vase reki kia me fen uvu. Dosyo wombele la, miya uha miya uwe. Yesu gulo nyama lele, luka atawi adrelia.
All right. When we believe and see these last days, this setting is to be reacted again. Therefore, Hebrews 1:1, God in sundry times, by the prophets, identified himself. In this last days has identified the resurrection of his son from the dead by giving the church the same characteristic that he had, making Hebrews 13:8 exactly right.
Amen.
Esogbe, esi me mie kho ese khale pom le nkeke mamle siawo me, bena wa gugbo fefe siawo. Eya ta Hebrito ta gban pupu gban, mau de je siero ku le blema ngoliwo le nya glori lawo me. Le nkeke mamle siawo me la ade je si e pe vie la po titre titi to kukwa o dome. Tono no me toche ma oke si o no. Eya ma me la nana hame ame. Si a wo hebrito ta wye ton kukui enyi wa sokbe tututu.
No feathers can be picked out of that. That's eagle feathers. They stay tight because they're heavenly bird. They feeds them eagle food.
Amen.
O ma tenwa nyofu adeke le ema ngu o. Ema o nye hofo fu o. Wono ababla labena jifoke wo nye, wo nye wo kpakple hofo ndudu.
Now, we notice that in the sundry times, divers manner, He spoke to the fathers through the prophets. In the last days, through His Son, Jesus Christ, by raising Him up from the dead. And here He is among us after 2,000 years.
Amen.
The same Jesus.
Amen.
Not one of the prophets. Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The resurrected Son of God. Jesus said one day, He said, a wicked and adulterous generation seek after a sign, and they'll get a sign. A wicked and adulterous generation. When was the world any more wicked or adultery and perverted than it is now?
Yesu blogbe deka, eglobe, jijima vondi wa hasi le jesi biam, ke wanawa jesi. Jijima vondi wa hasi. Eka ye kama vondi u alo wa hasi, eye wo trokbo, u alesi wo lefisya.
As it was in the days of Jonas, as Jonas was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and nights, so must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and nights.
Abe alesi wo nole yon apen keke ome. Abe alesi yo na nobosrofe domen keke tokle zan eto ene la. Nene make amek betovila anno anyigba po tume nkeke tokle zan eto.
Then a wicked and adulterous generation was to receive a sign. What kind of a sign? A sign of the resurrection.
Amen.
And we have it today after 2,000 years. He's still alive. Amen. He's among us tonight, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Identifying Himself by the characteristics of God, manifesting the Word in this day that He promised to do. Amen.
Amen. Aye, elemia si agbe, lefe akbe efe magbe, ek potole akbe. Lemia domefiensia, nye yamake eto egbe yre mavomavome. Leje si demwe dro kuito maupo no nome toke ome. Lenye si ngbe wo dola demde go, lenke kesiame. Amen.
There's the word. How will you believe the sign? Is the next thing. Last days, His identification by His Son.
Nye la enye si. Azo dem ya khoje si la jisuya. Eya nye nu avaya. Lenke kema mle o mela. Efe cheside de to efe vila me.
Notice, God spake to Moses in sundry times in the Deuteronomy 18:15. Said, the Lord your God shall raise a prophet like it unto me.
Midege si, ma ufom na mose le blemangon liyo. Le mose aton ya tawye nye kukiwi aton me. Blabana.
Now watch. That's the word. That is the word. That was God. That wasn't Moses. How would Moses know that? He was a man. But God speaking through Moses said this. You believe that?
Yeah.
All right.
Aso mi len kudangu, ema enge nyala, nyala enge ma, ema enge mau, ema menge mose ya o, aleke mose awo anyanuma, ama wenye. Gake ma usi fonu to mose malaye blonyasia. Yikwesia. Esogbe.
Now notice Jesus. Watch how his characteristics identified this promised word true. He certainly did. He was identified by this characteristic that Moses said he would be.
Azomi de Jesse Yesu. Milankude alesi efe nonome toke o degesi ngbedodo nyasia abe nyatefe ene langu. Ewe vava o degesi eto nonome toke siya si mose glombe e anyela me.
Many of them like today, they want to see some great leader. Oh, this is Dr. P.H. so-and-so. He's out of Hartford University or he's out of some great big somewhere like that. That's no identification of God.
Amen.
No, not a thing about it. The word's what identifies God.
Amen.
What do my talk get the war? I bet Enela. What about your work? Popular like Gandhi? Oh, Dr. PH. I'm Sima Sisia. A doctor half for school or Kwame. Alo, a doctor to put gang garden and emma. Emma, man, your mouth for Jesse. They are the cow. Bow, bow. Nana can and a mow.
Jesus was not a scholar, neither was he a priest, neither was he a rabbi to the world. He was a renegade to the world.
Yes, manya balanyala o, manya nunola o, eye manya rabbi na kikiame ha o, enye aglajela na kikiame.
But God was confirming his word to him, which made him Emmanuel. Amen. That was his identification.
Gake mau no pedro mo fanya la chile e yama me nusi wo e yama wenye Emmanuel e ma enye efe jesi dede.
Now, here Jesus meeting this exactly what God in sundry times said he would do through Moses, what he would do.
Aso afila, Yesu sore nusi tututu mau gloto mose ji leblema ngoliobe awola nu.
Now watch, when he met Peter, as we dramatized it the other night, when he met Peter and told Peter what his name was, this sign identified his Messiah claims to Peter. For the word had said, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet.
And
Peter come up, which was Simon then, come up where he was at, and Jesus looked at him and said, your name is Simon, and you are the son of Jonas. That identified the character of Christ to be that word that Moses promised.
Hey, Petro, singe Simon, ema ila dova. Edova afisi eyamano tete Yesu kwe globana wenkoenye Simon eye yona vinenye amade jesi Kristo fete abenyamasi ngbe mose do ene.
Peter recognized that sign identified Jesus as Messiah. God was in Christ the anointing for the last days.
Petro de jesi bena jesi ma de jesi Yesu aben Messiah ene mau no Kristo me amisi sikana nkeke mamlea o.
To Nathaniel, remember, he told Simon his name. Now watch. To Nathaniel, he told what he had done. You were under the tree when I saw you. That identified him, Messiah.
Na Nathaniel la, mi don kuchi, eyo Simon fankone, azo mi len kudi. Na Nathaniel la, eglonusi wo wola ne, esime mieno atiate la mekpomi, emade eya mafia aben mesia ene.
Said, you are the Son of God.
Amen.
You are the King of Israel. He was identified by the characteristic of the promised word that he was to be the Messiah. The Lord your God shall raise a prophet.
Eglobe, wenye mauvila, wenye Israel fefia, o dejesi, ton bedodo nyalafe, nonome toke ome, bena, eye enye messiala, afetom yamau, lenyagnodila, doge da.
The little woman at the well. He told her what she was, and that identified him as this promised Messiah.
Nanyanu sesino vudotola eglonu si wonyela ne eye emai dejesi eye ma ben Messiah singbe wodola ene.
See, his character, his characteristics was the word being identified, was his characteristics showing that the word was God, so that was God being identified in Christ.
Amen.
Mikuya efete. Epono no metoche o nyala si le jesi demfia epono no metoche o defia be nyala nge mau eta mau nge kam le jesi demfia le Kristo me.
Watch it. No, to Peter, he was identified to Peter by calling his name. He was identified to Nathaniel by telling him what he done. He was identified by the woman by telling what she was.
Milan kudi mi de jesi na Petro la e de jesi fia Petro to epon koyo yo me. Edegesi edokuina Nathaniel tonusi wo wola gboglo neme edegesi edokuina ngonula tonusi wo nyela gboglo neme.
What he, who he was, what he done, and what she was. He identified his Messiah characteristic that was to be the characteristic of the Messiah.
Nusi wo amasi eyamanye nusi eyamago ple nusi nyonu anye edegesi apa amasi anyenye fenono metoxe.
Look at the little woman say the same thing. Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. We haven't had a prophet for hundreds of years. We've had plenty of church, plenty of fusses and denominational difference, but we haven't had a prophet for hundreds of years.
Mikpora nyonu soela ha glonya de kamake amaga makpobe nya glodi la nenye nya glodi la de kema no mia si o fe ala fa we nya si mie kpo ha mo ofu jire he ofu ple koma ha tonko fo jire wowo ga ke nya glodi la de kema no mia si o fe ala fa we nya si.
We know that when Messiah cometh, this is what will identify him. He said, I'm he that speaks to you. Nothing uncertain about it. I am he. That identified him.
Nyenya bana ne Messiah fala nusi ay adegesi eyama eglobe eyae menye nyesile nu fom na o dikakare kemelangu o eyae menye numa degesi eyama.
The woman with the blood issue identified him, the word. Wow. By what he done when her faith touched him. He turned around and said, who touched me? He knowed something happened that identified Jesus as Messiah.
Nyonu, husisi dole lama, dejesi eyama abenyala ene. Alake, tonu siwowo, esime efe koseka si eyama ngula me. Ektrok, pomegbe globena, ameke eka singunye, enyabe nane jo. Numa dejesi yesu abe mesia ene.
She believed it. And she said, if I can touch his garment, I'll be made well. So as soon as she touched, he turned. Said, now who touched me? And they all denied it. But his Messiah characteristic. Amen.
Amen.
I hope you see that, congregation. Listen as we're closing.
Echo eji se, eye woglobe, ne demate mwa kasiefe awuflaya unkola, nyelama ase, eye takasiya wanya kasiye unkola, etrok globe na, Azo amake kasingunye, eye wokatan senu, gake efe mesia ngenye efe nonome toke. Amen. Mekwesebe mifufufia, mile nwakpom, midoto esime, mile kwakpam.
There, she touched him. There was hundreds maybe trying to touch him. Peter even rebuked him, said, well, all of them is touching you. He said, yes, but somebody touched me different. That's that different, that faith touch.
Afima ye wakasi eya mangule. Dohila ama alafao no akpakpa jembe wakasi engu. Petro gohan kamu na eya magblobe. Cho, ama siamele asi kamu ode. Eglobe, eh. Gake amere kasi ngunye si tovo. Ema enye vufu totola. Josefe asi kamengu ma.
Said somebody touch me. It was a different touch. I got weak. Strength went out of me. Virtue's gone from me. Now there he stands.
Mikuya, ebe amere kasi ngunye, enye asika kame ngusi tovo, magbojo, ngusa dole ngunye, ame wawo dole ngunye, azo achitrede afima.
Now even his own disciple, saying, other words, you sound like you were some delinquent person. Well, people, everybody's touching. Watch his identification now.
Azo goha, yen tope nusro lao fonu, legbogbo bubu me, Ele nufomu abe gege meyade nenge ene. Cho, ame o, ame siamele, asi kamu o. Milen kude efe, jeside de la ngu azon.
He turned around, looked through the crowd. He singled her right out. She couldn't hide herself any longer. He told her of her condition and said her faith had made her well.
Amen.
Etro, pomegala dome. Eto singonu ajie numake, megatengu la edo kuyake o.
She know by this that Hebrews 4:12, the word discerns the thoughts, its intents of the heart. His characteristic identified him to be the word of God made flesh and dwelling among us.
Amen. 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 Epono no me toke o degesi eya mabe enye mawunya si zunguti la vale mia dome. Amen.
I think the same thing tonight identifies him, the resurrected Jesus Christ living among us tonight. The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Me susuba numa ke degesi eya ma fiensia. Yesu Christo si titre lem akbe le mia dome fiensia. Nye eya ma ke eto akbe yire mavomavome.
Now as Hebrews 13:8 is true. His character will identify him today as it did then. The same manner.
azo abale si hebrito ta wye tonkupi enyinye nye tefela. Efe de adege si eyama egbe. Abe ale si wowe tamma lenonomo makeme.
Look at Theopis and them after resurrection. Jesus identified himself the way he broke that bread. They done it just the way he did it before he was crucified. And that identified his characteristics because that's the way he did it.
Mi pokle pakle ame mamleo da le titre titi la megbe. Yesu de jesi edo kuito ale si wo nge abolo mamme. Bena ewe abe ale si tututu wowe ta ene afio klede atingu. Eye wawo numa de jesi epe nonome toke o la bena nene mayo wowe ta.
Now, if he was here tonight, how would he identify himself? It's like he did yesterday. For it's the same today and will be forever.
Amen.
It's an identification. Hebrews 4:14-15, he is now, says, he is our high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. He is our high priest. Right now, after his resurrection,
amen,
after his death,
amen,
after his burial, after his resurrection, after his ascension,
amen,
amen, he still remains,
amen,
the same yesterday, today, and forever, a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Ekpoto ganye eyamake eto egbe yide mavomavo. Nunola gade singu atengu aka asikple nyakwe gojo gojo. Amen.
He's that right now.
Yes.
To every man and woman here that'll believe it.
Amen.
He is our high priest. Same yesterday, today, and forever.
Eyayo wanye fifila. Nangu tuklengonu de siadele official si akwe ase. Enye miyafenu no lagade kamake eto ekbeyide mafomafo.
He ever lives. Do you believe that? His characteristics continually identify him the same as he was when he lived on earth. He's still living here tonight in the form of the Holy Spirit.
Ele akbetekbe, mikwesenenema. Efeno no metoke odia jesie yamada abe de kamake siwenye simewono anyigbanchi.
He ever lives, and his characteristics follow him just as it always did if he's still a living.
Amen.
I'm thankful tonight that God in sundry times and diverse manners spake to the fathers through the prophets in this last days through his Son, Jesus Christ.
Meda pe fiancia bena mau le blema ngolio to nono mo vovovo me ponu na fofo auto nyagbori la ochi eyele nkeke mamlesia wo me to Yesu Kristo yeng to viame.
Ma, I didn't know how to talk that long. I forgot about it being like that. I'm sorry. I'll stop. Let us pray.
Nyato yemenya ba mfonu titi nenema o manglo ba bena nema wole medo taflache mano manote minamia dogbeda.
Heavenly Father, great, merciful God. Lord, I talk too much. I pray, God, if I did, you'd forgive me. But Lord, I cannot ask forgiveness for what I said. I said just what you said in your word here.
Yematengwa bia totoke de nusi megblo yata o megblo nusi tututu na gblo le wonyame le afi.
Now just a word or two from you, Lord. Maybe everyone here will see it tonight. The little sick people will be healed when they see that you're still our great high priest.
Azonya de ka alo vetok bola afeto dohi amasiamesi le afisia akpo efiensia emma de de la dolela o akpodo yo ne wo kpobena ekpoto nye miafa nunola gan kokoto la.
I pray, Lord, in these next few minutes that you'll make this message live again.
Yes.
In reality, what I've said by word, may your characteristic identify you among us tonight, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. For it's in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lemia dome fiensia dro bena nenye de kamake eto egbe yide mavomavome elabena yesu ponko meme biele. Amen.
Just a moment now. I'm just a little late, but would you all suffer long enough to have a little prayer line for 15-20 minutes? If you will, hold up your hand and say we. Thank you. I promised to let you out at 9:30. It's that time now. It's 20 minutes till. So if you'll just give me about 10 minutes, I'll hurry right up.
Lei viade me koazon mie. Mechi magbevie, gake de mialo ade, mom mia wok bedura metafli suyade lemniti wi aton alo blave ade omea. Ne mialo la, mido asire chi, aglobe, mie esogbe, akpenami, medong bebe, made asile miangu le ga asieke kple afame. Gamela sufifia, ega susom liti blave, eata, ne de mialo anam liti ewola, ma da blakaba.
Let's see, what did prayer cards they give out today? Oh, where did we start the other night? One?
I think it's one.
Yeah. And then last night, the Holy Spirit.
Minam yakpo, eka enye gbedora metakbalivi si oma ekbe. Oh, yeah. Nuka, afika miye toji to etofsien. Dekai, yeah. Eye, emekbe miye etofsien. Dekai, miye gbogbokokwila.
I was listening today, repeating what was said. Some of them French names, the Holy Spirit, the only way I could do it, just wait and see.
Mono todo mo ekbea, eye me kugbono nusi wo wala kblom, ope de wonye franse nko, mono, bokbokokwe la, mono de kasi, matengo ato we la, nila la komiakpo.
See, sometimes when you see a vision, it's got to be turned around and translated. It's interpreted. A vision, like you'd see a sheep. That might mean wool. See, you have to have also the translation of it. See? And turn that vision around and translate it.
Mikpuya, yado yine kpong tegala, elebe watro eye wade egome. Wode egome, ntega, le abe ne ekpo ale, ale vila, numa gome atengwa nye ale fun, mikpuya. Elebe efe gome de dehana no asio, mikpuya. Eye na trong tegama, eye na de egome.
I noticed last night I couldn't pronounce those French names. I had to spell it out. In Africa and around those Hottentots and heathens and things, it would spell their name right out, tell them who they were. Spell it right out in their language. They'd know what it was as soon as you spell it out. But he knows all languages.
Amen.
He's the eternal God.
Le Africa kple gbeganji mawo kple trosubola wo kple bubuwa wo gbola eva hiambe wa yo ofo nko de kareka agblo amesi wo nyala nawo ayue de kareka le ofo gbogboglo me wawola wo nyanu si wo nye kasia enya yue de kareka ko gake mikuya gake eya manya gbogboglo wo kata eya enye mawo mavola.
Let's start tonight from, let's say, 75 to 100 and oh. Is oh, is that what he said? Yeah. All right.
Minamia toji fiensia to, mia globe, bladrevo ato, I alafa de ka, le o me, o ye, nene maye o blan, me, o, ande, esogbe.
Who's got prayer card 75? Let's see it. And oh, prayer card o 75. Raise up your hand. Ever who has it. Oh, all right. Come right over here.
Amakasi egbedora metagbalevi bladrevo atonya le minamiakpoe le ome egbedora metagbalevi o bladrevo aton do asireji amakakesi wodalelula o to esogbe azon vafisia
75 80 85 90 95 100. Come this way if you will. All right, line right up over here right quick because we won't have time. I'm going to just trust that you'll do it.
Bladrevo aton blanyi vo aton blasheke Blasheke vo aton alafa de ka va afisia goji ne eloko. Esogbe, enye midoda flimele afisia kabakaba elabana gama manomia si o medibe makade ejibe miele ewoge.
Look at your prayer card. Look at your neighbor's prayer card. What if somebody's crippled up, move them right up in the prayer line. So if they got old, like this old, 75 to 100, line up right over here if you will.
Nakpo amesile wa khaji fe gbedora metagbaleviji nukaye kene amere plibochi anyigbala mitutuode gbedora metaflela me ekema ne oye uhola abe o tututu bladrevo aton ye alafareka nidoda flimele afisia tututu ne mieloko.
Wherever you are in the balconies, wherever we're come right down and come to the line as quick as possible if you will, so to save time.
Afika kemiele le janopo afika kehala midiva afisia ne miadodo fria makaba ne mielo alebe miatengu akpo eyi.
Now the rest of you here that does not have a prayer card, will you raise your hands and say, I haven't got a prayer card, Brother Bram, but I believe, raise your hands.
Azomi amamamlesi ole afisia simekho gbedora metagbale vi ola de mielo ado aside ji agblobe nyemekho gbedora metagbale vi o noving to Branham kakeme khwese mido aside ji.
I remember I'm going to talk to you about the high priest. He is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities.
Azomi don kuji malenu fogana mitonu no lagalangu enye nu no laga singu watengwa kakple emya fegbojogbojo.
He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord's provided sacrifice. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals all thy diseases. You believe that? He's Jehovah Manasseh, a buckler, a shield, or peace. He's still.
Eye enye Jehovah Jireh, apeto la po vosala siwona. Eye enye Jehovah Rapha, apeto si dagbele wo dolelo katangu, mikho esia sia. Eye enye Jehovah Manasseh, enye akota akpohonu, enye akpohonu, nyapa ngutifafa, ekpotonyi.
Or how many believes that all those redemptive names of Jehovah was applied to Jesus? Sure, he had to be. They're inseparable. So he had to be all of them.
Enyo. Amenani ekwese bena Yehowa fede de popo nko maukata wose na Yesu kakare jitwe elebe wa nyi ne enye nuka ntie umata mawo ma o eyata elebe wa nye ukata.
If he's still Jehovah Jireh, he's Jehovah Rapha. If Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh is the Lord's provided sacrifice for salvation, then he's Jehovah Rapha that heals all of our diseases. Amen. Healing can only come by God.
Eye ne ekpotonye Yehowa Jirela, enye Yehowa Rafa. Ne enye Yehowa Jirela, efe Yehowa Jire nye, afetofe vosala si wonakena hohokpokpo. Emekbe enye Yehowa Rafa, si dagbele mnyafe dolele wongu. Amen. Mawu dedekboku, doyo atengu ato ava.
All right, while the people line up, I haven't got time to see who they are and what they are. But now, all out there that knows that I don't know you, raise up your hand. Say, I have a need of God, but you don't know me, Brother Branham. But I have a need of God. I'm just going to raise my hand.
Esogbe, esime amu adoda flimela, gamemela asinyebe makpo amesi onye plenu si onye la o. Gake azon, amesi okata lekeke afima nyabe nyemenya yewo ola amido asirechi. Nyakblobe, mehiam mawu, gake menyam o noving to Branham.
Now, if you just settle for a few minutes, watch, be careful, be quiet. Now, I don't mean when I say be quiet. If the Lord does anything, you want to praise the Lord, that's worship. But what I mean, just run around, get up, you know, that's irreverent. See, and the Holy Spirit's very timid. See, just anything like that just leaves me, and I just have to battle in again, see. But if you listen.
Gakenu simajibe magblola ngebe, anotu sima ya fisia fi achitre, mingay, emma me jebubu o, mikuya, ke gbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogbogb kula etchona le gbonye eye magano pheplema ke mikpuya gake ne miadotola.
Remember his first promise, get the people to believe you and then be sincere.
nothing will stand before the prayer. You remember that?
Amen.
I haven't seen it fail yet, and it won't fail. It's God.
Mi don kwepen gbedodo gban tochia, plo amowo be wa khochi wo se eye na dia ni kode na ne kema no tere wo gbedodo ran kuma o. Mi don ku asia chia ele tefe eye emanye nye mekpe wo dafu kpo hade o eye ma dafu o mawuye.
Now, we'll hurry with the prayer line so we get as many through as we can on count of the people. But you that's got prayer cards and not called tonight, hold your card. We're going to get you. All right?
Azon, mia o kabakaba le gbedora meta filame. Ale, be mia tengu akplo amegede. Ale, sinu mia tengu ila atome. Ame o glomele. Gake, mia mesi oho gbedora meta gbalevio. Eye, omo yuwa mi fiensia ula. Mi le mia fe akbalevio ide asi. Mie gbona mia jidoge. Esogbe.
Now you out there without prayer cards, remember, are you out there, whether you have prayer cards or not, just believe that he is, like Hebrews, the fourth chapter here, he's a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities.
See
if he remains. See if Jehovah has represented himself among his people like he did at the days of Sodom.
All right. All right,
sir. Now let's pray now. Be real reverent. Now remember, a word from God more than anybody could say.
Esogbe amega azon mi na mi adogbeda azon mi no bubudede me azon mi don kuji nyade kato maugbola ewu esi amadesiade atengu agblon.
Now this man here, I don't know him. I guess you're stranger to me, are you, sir? You're a stranger. We know one thing, that we both got to stand in the presence of God someday as man. We've got to meet there. This is our first time meeting.
Azon tu sial sila afisiala nye nye menye o. Gake me susube eya, enye amejuro nam aloa amega, amejuro nenge, nye nyanu de ka, eya enye be, nye kwa kule evela, nye achitre de ma ufe nkumekbe de ka, abe ame ene la, nye avato gole afima, zibato enye siya, nye le godom.
Now, if you come here, if you are sick, I don't know, it might be something else, see, but if I laid hands on you and say, praise the Lord, go get well, that's all right, you can believe that.
Azon ne eva afisia ne ele dolem nye menya ula atengu anye be nubu buade nyikuya gake ne me da siore chi oglo be kafuna apotola heyi wola masala esunenema na tengu aho ema ya jise.
But what if he tells you what's wrong with you? Now, see, that's different. Then you know that identifies his characteristic.
Gake nuke ajone ekblo nusile jochomre chi wola na uho. Azon mikuya, ema tofofo, ekama mye nyebena esiade jesi epeno nome tokewu.
See, that wouldn't be my characteristic. I'm a man, I wouldn't know nothing about him. I just told him, I don't know you. He don't know me. But what would that do? That would identify the characteristic of Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mikuya, ema manye nye nome tokewu o. Ama manye, nye matengwa nye nane keto engu o. Magbule ne fisia, nye menya wo o. Aya, ha menyam o, gake nukeng esia awo, esia ade jesi Yesu Kristo singe eya make eto egbe yide mavomavom melapen onome tokewu.
Knowing that it couldn't be me, couldn't be me, because I don't know the man. I raise my hand, here's the word, see? I don't know him, he don't know me. But the characteristic of Jesus Christ.
Numa nyanya matengwa nyenye o, matengwa nyenye o, elabena nye menyang tula o. Madonya asirechi nyala enye siele afisia mikuya nyemenye o eya ha menyam o ke bon Yesu Kristo fono no metoke o.
If Jesus is stand here and he's sick, if he'd say, Lord Jesus, heal me, what would Jesus say to him? I've already done it. Is that right?
Nenye ba Yesu titre de afisia eye eya sile do ne egblobena apeto Yesu yo domla nuka Yesu aglone maha.
He was wounded for our transgression. With his stripes we were healed. All the redemption that we ever can have was settled at Calvary. From there on, it's faith to believe the finished work. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
O puede mi apaji dada ota to apa kabio ma wo yotomi de de popok sikata tengo asumia sila wo wunu le Calvary to afima jila e hia khose be wo khoto sinu wo wula jise ele tefia e sogbe.
Now, if Jesus is alive, and I've talked of his word, there you are back to that simplicity and faith believing his word.
Azon na Yesu le agbe, eye me ponu le pe nyangula, ye ma gatrova glenyenye kple khose magbo ake le pe nyaji khose me.
When he met me that night, he said, "You'll come to pass that you'll even know the secrets of their heart. They won't believe that first sign of the hand, they will have to believe this one. If they don't do that, then blood curses the earth, just like it did in Moses' time."
Esime wo dogom zamamela eglobe avava mena wo bena nyawo pe jimenya ala wo go ha ne o mo asifo mo pe jesigbanto ma jisewola wava kho esiyaji ase mikuya ne wo mo wona ne maula ekema vu afofide anyigba aba ala sitututu wo wala mo songoli ene.
There won't be them two signs, then pour blood upon the earth. Pour water upon the earth and it'll become blood.
No ma kho jesi efia oji sewola ekema kofure anyigba mikuya kotire anyigba azufu.
Now, just find out and you see what your trouble is. That would satisfy, make you believe. What you know, it had to be the characteristic of the person I'm talking about, Jesus Christ.
Azon de komedibe makpora be de matengu akponu sinye wo kukila maha ema adikonawo eye wanabe na khose aloa mienya elebe wanye Yesu Kristo amesi numele nufomle lapo enono metokhewu.
A man, as I look at him, moves back, he's shattered. There isn't a thing that medicine would ever help the man. He's in a dying condition. That's right.
Untusia esime kwe uzoyi megbela vovolia de cho eji naneke kurama lisi atike awa atokpede engtu lang uo edokudonu letefe.
He's had an operation, and the operation was a prostate operation, and it's cancer, and the cancer scattered all through you. If that's right, raise up your hand.
Hallelujah.
Only God can heal you.
Wowo done e dosi wowo ne la nye adudo tutu do fe do wowo ke kansaye eye kansala kakade mewukata ne eletefe la do asireji mawude de ko atengu ayodowo.
Hallelujah.
I want to say something to you, sir. That devil might have hid from the doctor's knife, but he can't hide from God.
Amen.
You believe it?
Amen.
And I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, may the thing leave you, may the man live.
Gake kpoda medibe magblo nyade na wo amaga gbogbofoma atengwa no gaglade dokita fohela gake ma no gaglade mawuya o na kwesene na ma na kwesia ekema melegbe domuda bana le Yesu Kristo fe nkomela no ne jolame na ngutula na chi agbe.
Nothing, just got weak. All right,
naneke o de ko magbojo esogbe.
You and I are strangers to each other. A man and a woman meets. Now, as a man, I don't know you. And perhaps as a woman, you don't know me. No more than you just see my name or picture or something like that. But we don't know one another. That's our characters. We don't know one another's character.
Nyeklo mi nya mi no o. Ntu ade kle nyo ade dogo. Azon abe ntu enela. Nyemenya o o. Eye do hi abe nyo no enela wo ha menyam o. Neye menya nyenko alo kpo nye foto alo nanene ma o ke mienya mia no o ema we nye mia fa de o mienya mia no fa de o.
But the characteristic of Christ, he's the word, and the word is promised for this day. You heard me speak of it.
Gake Kristo fa no me toche we eya nye nyala eya nyala ngbe ye o do nan kekesia ne sema fonu to engu.
Then his characteristics would identify him here. Not me identify him. I don't know you. You understand? The congregation understand that? I'm a man. I'm just your brother.
Ekema fono no metokwe adeje si eyama le afisia menye nye ade gesie yama o nye menya o na se gomea miapo fufu fia se esia gomea mikuya ame menye no vio ngutu ko menye
like the woman at the well say something's wrong with you or what you want or what you're here for let God be the judge of that
abe ale sinyonu ale vudo ato glona na simele iyimnyue o la na na mele iyimnyue le gbawo o alo nusi dimnele alo nusi tanele afisia dula mau nange emafe vondrola
you are suffering from anemia condition that is right isn't it I constantly hit that somebody thinking I guessed it. I don't guess that. No. Every once in a while I feel that somebody...
Ele fukpem le fufola la mesime. Ele tepe alowa. Me melenusi aklim atradie. Amiade le ebumbe mdeme susi ukpo. Nye me susi ukpo u. Pa u. Zideka le yi de siademe la. Mesi anuma le menye. Amiade.
You can't hide your thoughts now. Now he's about, I know two real bad skeptics sitting here. So now remember, I can call your name too. God can. So you quit thinking it.
Magatengwa gla wo susu wo fifia o. Azon le esiamela menya dikelaga viado no anyide afisia mikwea. Eya ta donkuji azon be matengu ayo wo ha. Wonko mawo atengui. Eya ta totenu mabubu.
Let me show you. Look here, lady. Look at me. I don't know what he told you, but I know what he is, and that's his characteristic identified. Yes, it's anemia condition of blood, water.
Namadi fiao, ba fi afanovi, ba bonye. Yemenga nusi woglona o o. Gakeme menga nusi wonye. Eye emma enye afanono metoche si o wodeje si. Eh, vous voilà la meye, vous ti.
Now, here's something. If they think this is guessing. Got a child you're praying for in the chair. That's right. It's got in his throat. Tonsils, adenoids. It's up for an operation, isn't it right? Take that handkerchief and put on it and believe. Don't doubt. You won't need it.
Azon, Aficia, Aficia Naneli, Miakpone, Obu Asia Be Engen, Nususupoko. Vi adele asi o si tane le gbedom dado, esi le afisia. Ele tefea, edo de vetome ne, veme, veglome, ogwana doge ne, mele tefewa. Tso takuvima ida dade eji eye na kwese. Mega kedi olo, ma hiya doge na me o, azon kwese kpele wojiblibu.
How do you do? The thing is, for this woman here, that you are scared about something. You're afraid that a birthmark has turned to cancer.
Woo!
Now, go believing. It won't be that way. Just go believing with all your heart.
Aleke na fwen. Nwa enye be, na nyonu sile afisya la, ele vovom le nanenguti, ele vovom be na, jigbeje sila su kansa. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Evo heyi na kose eye manon enemao heyi ko na kose kule wojiblibu
characteristics not of me of him you believe now that should make everybody believe
no matoke mao manye tonya o eye matoe na kose aswa elebe esia nana amesiame na kose
now I don't know you I'm a stranger to you. God knows you. You believe that you know that I don't know you, know you don't know me. So do you believe that this spirit that's speaking cannot be my spirit because me as a man, I don't know you?
Azon ye menya o, amagiro menye na o, mauna ira o, na kwa esi asia, enyabe ye menya ye o, eye, nenyabe ye menya o, ekema, Dena kwe sebena gbogbo si asile nufumula ma tengwa anye nye gbogbo wa. Elabena nye. Abe amene la nye menya wo o.
But the characteristic of the promised word is the word that's sharper than a two-edged sword and discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Gake ngbedoto nyala fano nometoche la nye nya. Si dana wu yi nueve. eye wodrua vonu susuo kple jimetitiwo.
You are very sick. You had a woman's trouble, which was a womb, and that womb had cancer. And you went and taken some sort of a treatment, is a radium treatment, and the only thing it done is scatter it all through you, and you'll die if God don't heal you. That's true.
Ele dovevie, ele nyonumeto, sikure vigidongu, ke kansale vigidwame, eye ne yidasa atike adefumevi, enye rajom fe atike wawo, ke nu de kasi wawo kwe enyebe ekakede wo lawo me keng, eye nele, nele kukukene ma ume yoto wu o, esi anye nyatefe.
You believe now he will heal you? May the God of heaven rebuke that devil that's hid from the doctor. You might hide from radium, but not from the Holy Ghost. Don't believe it, my sister. Don't doubt it all. But believe it.
Oh, God.
Na kwe sebe ayoto ya. Jifo mawula na kamo na kpokpofoma si glade dokita giro. Atengwa glade ratium ke mengede kpokpokokwe la ya o. Heyi, ho eya majise azon novinyonu. Maga kedi kura o ke bon kwese.
You believe that God can heal that asthmatic condition, make you well? Yes. You believe it? Then go on your road rejoicing and say, thank you, Lord. I believe my asthma's done.
Kwese ba mawa tenwa da bohi doma ayodowa. Kwese ya, ekema le womo na yi, na noji jome, anno bogblombe, akpena wo afeto, mkwese be, nyek bohi la jo.
How do you do? You're nervous. You've been nervous for a long time. In that is caused a peptic ulcer come to your stomach, which makes you your stomach trouble. You want you'll eat your supper? Will you do what I tell you to do? Go eat in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Edonia Etijojo Etijojo Tafetiti Lema Afimala Ehe Dogbome Biva wo dogbome Sinabe wo dogbo do kuhi ke etibe ya duye fe fiendudua. Then I law one who see Magblona will burn a war. Hey, in a dunu, the photo you soon come.
Do you believe with all your heart? You're a mighty fine young lady, looks to be. Do you believe me to be his servant? You believe his characteristic can be here to the word itself, the promise of this day, the works that I do, shall you also?
A quesacla, what you believe, boy? A wabe, a year for no jet to bang to a day. A quesabe, a mania for spola. E kwe sebe efe no no me toke wo atengwa no afisia na nyala ntokple nkeke siafe ngbedodo dosi o wamalela miyawuha miyawwe.
I can't heal, he's already did that. But his characteristic displays he can tell what's wrong with you. You got a lady's trouble, female trouble. You believe that God heals it now? Go on your road in my body and heal with all your heart.
Nyema atengwa yodo o, ewa esia koho, gake efe no no me toke wo edena eya mafisiana. Atengwa gblon nu si meleji yim nyo la pliwo. Ne do afo na ofe kuki, nyon ufe kuki. E kwe se be mawu ade fifia. Le wo mo na ye. Maga de funa wazon o. Kwe se kple wo jiblibo.
Do you believe me to be his servant?
Yes, sir.
If God will tell me what's your trouble, will you believe it's a characteristic of Jesus Christ? It's in your back. It isn't, no more. Go believe it.
E kwe se be manye posibola. Nema uglonu sinye woku hila namla na kwe sebe enye Yesu Kristo fwe no no metokhea. Ele megbeo. Megali o. Heyi na kwe sekple woji blibu kwe se.
You also have stomach trouble. Believe with all your heart and go eat your supper. Forget about it. Jesus Christ makes you well.
Apeno va. Woha apodome kuhile chiwo. Kwe sekple woji blibu na yi duo wofye ndudu.
Your trouble is your blood. Your diabetes. You believe that God will make you well and heal you then? Go on your road and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Make you well. Don't believe it on your back.
Va, woku kila enye wofu. Enye adudovi vi dolela. Ekwe sebena, mawu adakbele nguo ayoto wo. To numamia. Le womona ye, ano bogblombe, akpena wo. Afeto Yesu dakbele nguo. He yi.
Come. Your back. You believe that God will heal the back and make you well? Go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Va wojibe. Ekwe sebena, mau ayo doji ame, adakbele nguwa, le womo na yi, na nojijo ome, anok boglombe, akpena wo yo, apeto Yesu.
You also had something wrong with your back. Just keep on walking and say, thank you, Lord, and heal. Believe it, Lord.
Uha, nana male yinwe le wochime o. No azolijiko, nano gbogblombe, akpenna wo afoto mkhaya, khosekple wo jiblibu.
You also had back trouble. What do you know about that? Believe with all your heart, now go on your road and be made well. Believe Jesus Christ makes you well. If thou canst believe, all things are possible.
Amen.
All right.
Uha, jimefame po kukile chiwo. Kain nengato numangu. Kwesekple wo jiblibu aso, na le wo mwona yi. Eye wo lamenase, kwesebe Yesu Kristo dakbele nguo. Ne atengwa kwesela, nukata le bobwe sokbe.
What if I didn't say nothing to you? Just pass by and laid hands on her. You believe she'd get well? They see what's wrong. You believe she would?
Nuka ya jo nengi mekblongi adeke na wo o. Dako me tongu o yi khe daside chiwo de. Ne kwesebe ya haya. Wokpo nu simele yi mngye o.
Come here. I resent this devil in the name of Jesus Christ. May the power of God be in the child. Go down. Go down.
Vafi malafu bagbavosi ale Yesu Kristo fengkome. Mawu fengusena yoto de vilachiro. Amen. Magakedi o. Magakedi kura o. Eye pelame ase. Kwesekple wajiblibu.
If God doesn't heal you, you'll be on a crutch someday with arthritis. But you believe that God heals your arthritis? Then go say, thank you, Lord. I believe it, and you make me well.
Nema ume yodowola, anobunok pochi gbedeka, lefunu kwefe dota, ke, ne ekwesebe mawu adawo funu kwefe dola, ekema keyi nagblobe, akpena wo afeto, makhoji wo se, eye, wola, dakbele ngunye, esokbe.
It's really your age. You're real nervous. Get real nervous late in the evening when you're working and everything. You're real nervous. You bleed now, it won't bother you no more then. Go on your road and say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Va azo, wofwe nye ma vava, eti jojo jwe vava, eti na jojo jwe le fien ome, ne e wadokle bubwa woken la, eti na jojo jwe vava, e kwe seva azoa, maga defuna wo azo, le wo mwona ye, anokbo blombe,
Come, sir. Do you believe that God heals heart trouble?
Yes.
Will make your heart well? Just keep on moving. Say, thank you, Lord. I believe with all my heart.
Amegava, ekwesebe mau dana jitwa. Adakbele wojingwa. Yeji nano zodem. Ano kwaglombe akpena wafeto. Mkwesekbele ngejiblibu.
God heals TB and makes well too. Do you believe that, sir, with all your heart?
Amen.
All right, go on your own rejoice and say, thank you, Lord.
Mau dana yomakpe. Dakbele amenguha. Echo esia sea amaga ple wojibli boa esogbe lewo mona ye anogbo jijokpom anogbo glombe akpena wo afeto yesu.
What about you out there? Do you believe? How about the audience? Some of you in the audience now believe.
Ke kude mi amesio le keke afima yangu mi kwesia ke kude amahala ngu.
This man sitting right here with bronchitis, you believe that God will heal the bronchial trouble? All right, you can have what you'd ask for. Amen.
Mutisia sinongide afisia tututu, singu jofito dolela, dene kwesebena mawu adda jofito kuhila, esogbe, atengwa honu sinepia ekem. Amen.
High blood pressure sitting right behind him. Do you believe that God will heal your high blood? It left you, sir. I don't know him. Never seen him in my life.
Vusogbo dole lade. No anyide megbe afima. Ekwe sebena maudawo vusogbo dola. E jole chiwo amaga. Nyeme nye o. Nyeme kwe kwale nye agbeme o.
Say, sir, do you believe that them spasms in your muscles, nervous muscles, spasms, you believe that God will make it well? You do? Raise up your hand if you believe. All right?
Mebe. Amaga, ekwesebe lamedega amemale wo lame, singe lamekaofe gadede amemala, ekwesebe na mawu ayodoya, ekwesia, doa sireji ne ekwese, esogbe.
Your wife sitting there, she's bothered with sinus trouble. You believe it leaves you too, sister? The lady sitting right behind us there has neuritis. You believe that God will heal your neuritis, lady?
Sro sino anyide afima, tagome pepe dole fudemune, ekwesebe ajole yehanjia, novinyonu. Apono sino anyide miya mekbe afima tututu le lamekave ame dolem. Ekwesebe na mawu ada lamekave ame lanawa. Apono.
Here's a lady with a little red coat on here. She's sitting there. She has sinus trouble too. You believe that God will heal your sinus trouble? Raise up your hand if you believe it.
Apono adenye si doko tu suyade kotu jade le engu le afisia eno anyide afima ye ha do tagoma pepe do fe kuhi ekwe sebena mau ada bele wo tagoma pepe do angwa do aside chi na ekwe se.
Anybody in here that believes that the characteristics of Jesus Christ is among us tonight, raise up your hand and say, I believe it.
Amede siade sila afisia si kwe sebena Yesu Christo fe nono me toke ole miya do me fien siala do aside chi na globe me kwe se.
All that's in here will accept him as your healer. Stand up on your feet and say, I believe it. Raise up, stand up, out of your chairs, whatever it is. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. I give him to you in the name of the Lord God.
Amesia mesile kwa me afisia sia lombe ya kho eyama abe po doyala nela ne titre de po afowoji wakblobe me kwese mikotaji micho le myapo zikiome nukake wonya Yesu Kristo nye eyama eto egbeyire mafo mafo me twena mi la peto maufen kome.